It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And then I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw up and down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Good leg.
Get that in the mud!
Andy! That's a nappy head of those there. I'm gonna take that out.
What would you say you do here?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van!
Heineken! Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
I don't know what we're yelling about! I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened?
Good morning.
Evening.
Whatever. It's the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew. Steven. And Vaughn.
Hi.
And we have the Aristocrat in studio once again, okay. Lauren.
Hey, what's
she had
up?
So much fun last time.
She has a protective pillow. Yeah.
She had so much fun last time she had to come back again.
And who can blame her?
Is that true?
I had an excellent time last time.
A blast?
Dangle,
yes.
Dangle,
yeah.
Dangle, someone's calling you.
Aristocrat. You should play that every time you call somebody.
I do.
Like right before that, they say hello. Right after they say hello.
What is that call-in number, by the way?
Oh, 732-917-0456. But don't call just yet, because we got a very special caller coming in today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What's the website?
I don't even know who it is.
Aristocratsradio.com, is that what you're thinking of?
I guess so.
Yeah, okay.
Who's hosting us?
You really forgot.
Cringe
Radio.
Cringehumorradio.com?
That's it.
It's so confusing. I got to write this stuff down.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
It's the only thing you need to write down, really. Mm. Rest
pretty
of it's
seat
of the pants.
I think I got it kind of...
Who's calling in? Rich isn't calling in, is he?
What if he does? So what if he does?
Oh, he was better last time, actually.
Well, him and Lauren are best friends now.
Oh, yeah. BFF.
BFF, yep.
Now, I got to ask you.
No more Vendo.
He's a good-looking kid, right?
I saw his pictures.
Yeah.
It's... I mean, a person looks different in their pictures than they do.
Well, no.
Oh. It's never a good thing.
What I'm getting at was...
She's brutally honest, folks.
Because I did the whole, dating game thing with you guys. Or tried
right,
to.
Right.
Which you wanted nothing of.
Right.
Which I don't blame you, because all we talked about was how his mom shaves his back and
that's true.
He's so hairy and blah,
exactly.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, and I kind of said to him, you know, I can't blame her for not wanting
to,
with the way we described
him. Yeah, he kind of blew up his spot on
Well, whatever. He's a good sport. He can take it.
Yeah, so maybe it made him seem a little bit less attractive. I don't know.
I think Gabba Rich is very attractive.
Shit.
I heard he's a perfect 10.
I saw
if
him.
If you know what I mean.
I saw him today, and he was all clean shaven.
Oh, God. All the way?
Yeah.
His ass?
Oh, he was stretching his arms, and the shirt came up a little bit.
Whoa.
He had a little stubble.
You had a little tight, hard one in your pants?
Tight, hard one. It was fucking huge all day.
I was talking all
about
day.
This fucking kid turns me on. I can't
I was talking
help
about
it.
A turtle.
He had
in
a
the back
chubby.
Pants.
Yeah, it was my, one of my fucking. Speaking of shit.
Okay.
What?
Oh, come on.
Do we have to do that on air?
No. All right. I'm not going to. Well, it's useless.
Is there audio? I didn't hear the audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Okay, okay. Me and Steve number two, not the Steve that's here right now, we've had this thing going on for about a year.
We call him number two for a reason.
Yeah. Basically, I think we started recording our farts.
Yeah, you did.
And
it started out juvenile.
And then some of them were so good, we actually sent them to one another on our phones. Right? Okay.
They were amazing.
And then somebody, I don't remember who.
Comparing and contrast.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a nice one. That has a nice bass. And then somebody decided, like, wow, I'll just record my shit.
Yeah, why not? Just take a shit. It's audible.
Yeah.
Might as well get
it. We recorded the sound of our shits.
Wait, but who took it to that level?
Was I don't remember, to be honest.
Okay.
It's like
might have been me.
Yeah, probably.
Just trying to kind of one up.
Right.
This whole shitting thing reminds me of like George Harrison and Eric Clapton before he stole his wife away.
Not really, but.
Wow.
Well, they, you know, never mind.
Now I'm going to steal Steve's bowels away.
Yeah.
Well, so he's handing them to you, actually.
Basically, well, so then it went up to that level.
And then it went to taking pictures.
Yeah, and that's right. That's right. That was
it
the next
went to
step.
Artwork.
The next step was like, all right, well, if you're going to record yourself taking a shit, I'm going to take a picture of my shit and send it to you.
Yeah.
Just a toilet bowl. A now, full bowl.
Yeah. When Steve was the only one that could make a full bowl.
He could fill it up.
Like minestrone.
I think he calls it fart work.
Fart work.
They're going to be putting in the
coin that phrase
modern
right
museum
now.
Museum of Natural Shit.
Wow.
Shart work.
Shitstery.
He's a shartist.
And then I think Steve bumped it up another level, which I don't know why the shit in the toilet didn't bother me.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my God, it's disgusting. Uh-huh. I love it. Well, he sent me a picture of the toilet paper he was using.
Oh,
and
God.
That was pretty bad.
Oh.
I think he sent me a dirty diaper once. I don't remember.
He's the lowest fucking.
He really is.
Form of
he's the lowest
shit
form of
I've
life.
Ever met,
so
literally.
We've been going back and forth with this for about a year. Now mm-hmm. today, oh, he warns me in the morning. Just to let you know, you know what? I'm going to find.
I have a present for
you. What's funny is he texted me. Wait,
word for word, I want to hear. I'm going to try and find it.
I don't have my text.
Do, 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 do. I'm finding it.
I want to hear what this is word for word.
I just took video of shit coming out of my ass.
Whoa.
That looked like Rocky Road soft serve ice cream. I'm going to send it to you when you least expect it.
Were you eating dinner when this came to you?
No, this
which
was...
means any time, because you never expect it.
No one ever expects that.
No, you can...
This was 10:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
Now, I guess what he wanted to do, I'm assuming, was kind of have it, you know, stored away and, like, maybe on a rainy day send it to me.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
At 1:30, only 4 hours later,
he has no patience.
Left. 3 hours. 3 hours.
He wanted to wait for Easter. Yeah. Just
3 hours
wait.
Later, he sends me the video of shit coming out of his ass.
I can't believe the camera angle that he got.
Yeah. You don't see his ass.
How did he do it?
I don't know. It's just like a static shot, and then duty just comes right through
like
the center of the picture.
It looks like it was placed inside the toilet hanging off of the little air freshener
thing.
Yeah. It had to be in there.
You know how
James, give me a hand with this.
You know how they shit in other countries? They shit with the bowl underneath them? Yeah. Like they take their pants off.
Yes.
It's pretty much like a urinal.
Yeah, they just
sideways.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I think he did. He kind of raised his ass above the bowl
just
and
up?
Just went. Mm.
I think so too.
Yes,
it's just a perfectly centered shot. Like
it really is.
It was cinematic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's no balls.
It was in widescreen.
It was.
You can't see his ass at all. It's just full on dump vision.
Oh, dump.
It was like fucking Fellini did it for him.
It was horrible.
It was great, but.
Like Fellini did.
I mean, he wins. I can't do that.
You would have to eat shit to
no.
beat it.
No. You'd have to do like it in here with three cameras and just papers wrapped around the floor.
Three
like fucking
cameras.
Andre the Giant just shitting like
a And then send him a video of Lola eating it.
Lola sitting next to her going
to beat
we're
that.
We're gonna do a Ricky Ricardo three camera shoot.
Oh my god.
You'd have to shit on somebody.
I will not do that though, because that's gross.
Just
but
saying.
I mean, he wins. I'm sorry.
Vendo can shit by some small Asian girl to shit on.
And also, mine tend to be very...
liquidy?
liquidy and explosive.
This is terrible.
So they go every which way. So I would have to have camera. Some sort of splash guard on the camera.
Oh, Gallagher?
Oh, I got it. I got it.
This
I got
is
it.
Horrible.
He could do it like a double dare jump, like McGallagher? A double dare stunt.
A double dare stunt.
Like have the swirly, yes. The swirly.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like fucking
Christ. I'm aware.
Like
I'm
it's not, like a like no a like about. like a slip and slide at the yep. very end of big
oh,
pool
when
your
when
shit.
They jumped in the yeah. big yeah okay
yeah just a big you. Pool your oh, shit
you hit the
very
bump
end.
And wow. take a dump
and the thing is you'd still be spewing it out as they got to the very end.
All right,
the thing is, I cannot believe that we are sitting here discussing the viscosity
disgusting.
Of your you know
disgusting it.
Your yield
disgusting
of his you know
disgusting
you know
I'm a gross person but I'm just gonna say that I will not retaliate.
You
so, Steve, if for some weird reason you're in a library or something and you're listening to this,
you
I'm
win.
Sure he doesn't have internet, you win. All right?
He wins
you
by won. Attrition.
Seriously.
Well done.
And yes, I did show Rich at work. Because he was right next to me when I got it. So I was like, dude, check this out.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe the quality.
Yeah.
Derek had it full screen. He goes, I can't believe nobody's watching this.
It's like,
and I was like, whoa!
And you said that was from his camera phone.
That was
phone.
From his phone, yeah.
What has he got? Like a high def camera phone? The fuck!
It was
like
just it was too good.
97 pixel. What the fuck?
It
is
was
that?
Too good.
Well,
22 megapixel.
Does anybody in the
shit.
Chat room want to see this? I mean,
no.
No. Well, I don't have it up on like the internet. I just have.
You might as well.
I emailed it to my.
What's
star.
The point?
Derek uploaded it. There's the first
Derek,
one.
Derek uploaded it.
Yeah. I was well. We were saying this before while you were in the other room going to the bathroom that we should make that your avatar, make it into a GIF, and make it in your avatar.
Oh.
GIF.
No.
Yeah, that would be great.
No, I...
God.
With Steve's ass is going to be involved in, like, my internet life.
No, with Steve's head, with Steve number two's head poking out going, whoopsie!
Wow.
Popping back in. That'd be
whoopsie.
Awesome. Toasty! Shitsie!
So anyway, yeah, Steve wins.
Crispy.
Yeah. Crispy. Moving on.
Yeah.
If we can.
How can you move on from that? You just ruined the show.
I don't know. Well, Lauren brought some lovely hummus, which is...
Just
looking more
what
and more.
Compelled her to bring
it's
all
looking
that.
More and more attractive to me as we're talking.
Well,
about
we officer. Stopped. We stopped over at Who Stop else? And Shop to get soda on my way over here. So
we did.
Well, I did, and then
she said, "Let me get some hummus for the boys. They'll
well,
love it."
Well, she did. She freaked out when she saw the refrigerator of hummus.
I did because she you like, can't get that particular brand of hummus in. You know, it's only in select food stores.
Yeah.
So.
Oh shit.
So ooh. When I saw,
I didn't
that,
know
my,
I was in such an I shopped at such an exclusive store.
Seriously,
what the hell is hummus?
It's peas and oil, squash,
chickpeas, ground chickpeas. And, yeah.
There's nothing worse in
sometimes
this world.
Sometimes lemon juice. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse in this world, and including the thing that we were just talking about, than chickpeas. I think they're the grossest thing. They have no flavor.
Unleavened
no,
bread.
No, it's good. You should try it.
Nasty.
Do they all have right. garlic yeah. hummus?
They do.
They do have garlic hummus.
I think I tried garlic hummus.
That might actually be all right.
Yeah. Garlic. If you had garlic hummus, I might try it.
Well, had I known that you like garlic, you should have maybe recommended
who doesn't?
That.
A
everyone
lot of people
likes
do.
Garlic.
Garlic.
It's like pizza.
Yeah, seriously.
Balls.
Garlic nuts.
Yeah. Fucking Larry King would run in here and start eating it too.
I use garlic.
Got any grape juice?
Wow.
Welsh's grape juice, that is.
I remember that. That's so dumb.
Missoula Falls.
Is he dead yet?
My wife's too young to drive to the store.
Yes.
I know. Why isn't he dead?
Because I don't know.
How old is he? Does anybody know?
He's got to be 70-something.
He's got like 70. Yeah.
He's gotta
I'm
be
saying 74.
60s, I think. Maybe 60s, 70s?
74 I'm going with. Watch, find out there. We'll talk about it.
Derek doesn't want
why did you not care, Derek?
All right, fine. Hear. Okay, all right. Yeah. Don't ask the question.
Yeah, Gabby Rich eats millet.
What's that?
It's basically, I give my bird millet.
Okay, yeah.
What?
It's like it's like a grain kind of.
Yeah, it's a grain. That's it.
It's like what Roadrunner probably ate. That kind
probably,
of
shit. Yeah, millet, yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Look at his, right?
Popping up his
yeah, he comes into work. He has this big thing of silk soy milk, mm-hmm. and he pours it on his millet, and he eats it.
He pours it on himself.
And then shaves himself.
What's he, a ferret? He's got like a little nipple in
he
his
made
thing.
Like this like motion. Like, oh, and he pours it on his millet, and then...
Wow, guys.
So maybe you and him can hang out.
We'll share the hummus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eat your fucking.
He'll eat the millet,
nasty
you eat the hummus.
Bean and grains and shit.
Gross.
Your non IBS food.
Your easy to digest food.
Yeah.
Fuck that
your
shit.
Your In N Out slider food.
Going to be eating like.
Ooh, sliders.
Yes, White Castle is open.
Yes. Thank God.
Which means that now on Tuesday we have to have the contest.
If we're here.
Okay.
What's the contest?
Right, the King of the Castle.
And
see,
that
who can eat the most?
We have to get in touch with Craig. We
how
have
many
to,
yeah. do you do yeah, we'll usually about
what
you?
Did, what did Craig have?
18.
18.
We tried to finish almost, off 20.
Almost 16.
I know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but
you would
we
never
did.
Be able to eat more than like 8.
What up, P.O. King?
In a half hour.
In a half, you
it's
have a time?
Yeah, it's okay. Time. Yeah.
Right. Did we do a timer?
I thought it was an hour.
No, a half hour.
You sure?
Hour's way too long.
I have to go back.
Craig could eat. Easily 30 in an hour. I'm
well,
sure.
No, but your brain tells you to stop eating.
Wait,
after
didn't
a
he?
That's
like,
what happened to you. You got
Craig isn't like the rest of us.
And I like really had to chomp down the last four.
Dude, yeah. Craig yeah. isn't born of us. He was born of another,
no,
another
he
world.
Is, he is.
Yeah. He's not human like we are.
No.
Matt, how many did you eat?
Almost 16.
Wow.
Like fat ass.
15, that's, yeah, that's impressive.
15 and two-thirds.
What did I have, like 10?
10 or 11.
I got like yeah. 8.
I think you had 10.
About well, but
and Pat
maybe.
Had 10.
Pat had 10, and he was only in the thing for like the last.
Well, he powered
minutes.
Him down.
Pat had 10, and he had just had dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, that was
wow.
Pat. Pat is a monster.
A guy from work tells me that he gets them and he eats 12 of them on the way home.
Oh, is that what's his name?
Driving?
Big goofy guy?
No, not him. Old guy, actually. Old guy. He'll get a sack of 12 of them and he'll eat them on the way home.
If I have to drive up to Eatontown for anything for work related, I'll mm-hmm. just go over there and I'll eat them home.
Oh yeah,
about
yeah.
10. I can get it, 10 in me before I get to
it's
my.
It's nice looking
my
now
office.
Too. It's definitely.
Oh, it's a big.
Do they have a moat?
Spiffy
moat. Okay. Moat covered in cheese.
Yeah. Oh, they basically just cool. moved it to the other side of the parking yeah. lot, and it's like longer, not wider. That's okay. all they did, basically.
Well, they took out that instead of destroying that whole second grill that they never used.
Yeah,
they just destroyed the whole place and rebuilt it.
They did. You? They used it during the day
when it gets busy.
Now who's there
yeah.
during
yeah,
the day?
Yeah, right.
There. We never get there before 1 a.m.
I know. I have a correction.
What's up?
It's it wasn't soy milk. It was rice milk. That
rice milk.
Same thing.
Because soy produces estrogen production.
Oh, he doesn't want
to. So he's not a girl.
So his big boobs don't want to get bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
I eat rice dreams. It's like
rice
ice cream.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Made of rice.
Are you vegan yeah. or something?
No. I try to eat.
Oh, you just like organic kind
yeah,
of shit?
Organic. Yeah, organic.
Yeah.
Shop yep. at the Whole Foods. Love
no,
place.
She pounded down a chicken sandwich the other day. At,
okay.
Yeah. I pounded down.
Did you
at
breathe?
A local Wendy's.
Ooh,
pounded
good.
Down.
What was that, a home-style chicken filet?
It was just like a...
He like knows it.
Chicken club. Delicious.
Yeah, it was
grilled.
Like a club.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Delicious. That was good.
Bacon, cheese, and chicken is the greatest marriage
you
of
thought
food.
That you could eat yeah. 20 cheeseburgers, like full-size cheeseburgers in one day?
What, Wendy's?
Oh, yeah, in one day, definitely.
I don't think you could do that. 24 hours,
could.
20 cheeseburgers?
Yeah, you
yeah,
can do it.
I could do it in one day.
Did you say double or regular?
No, just regular
just
cheeseburgers.
Regular
like, not, like McDonald's 20. Regular cheeseburgers, they're not.
20 in a day?
In a day, over the, like three 24 meals.
24 hours, 20 cheeseburgers.
We'll do 24 and 24.
Wow.
Can you do that?
A cheeseburger
probably.
An hour.
Yeah.
My friend at work, his friend
at work
is kind of fat.
Points at me.
No. Did I?
Yes.
I love when it comes down to that. Like, I just saw somebody out in public. I was like, oh, yeah, that, yep, she's fat.
Not like a blob. He's just like, you know, he's got a gut and stuff. He ate, like, he can eat, like, 10 cheeseburgers,
yeah.
like, from McDonald's.
Easily.
Like, nothing.
I used to eat 4 cheeseburgers, supersized fries, and a supersized soda in one sitting. In
oh,
like
yeah.
under a half hour.
Yeah, that was Matt's regular.
Didn't
it was
they have,
the number
like, a
two.
Deal with that? Like, one of the meals was, like, 4 cheeseburgers?
It was 2 cheeseburgers, and I would get 2 more. Or I would get a chicken sandwich and a 6-piece nugget.
And a milkshake.
No, I never do that.
Did you ever split
That's
everything? Did you ever put everything together?
No.
No, you never did?
It has to be one at
you
a time.
You never took a cheeseburger and a chicken sandwich and put it together?
I have to eat the fries first, then I have to eat the chicken, and then I eat the burger. It has
I'd
to
make
be
my
like
own Big Macs.
Time.
I'd take a...
He's a little OCD on his food eating sometimes.
I take the chicken sandwiches and the regular burgers and just get rid of one of the buns and eat it like that.
If I eat spaghetti, I have to leave at least one meatball left at the end to finish it off.
Yeah. Oh, I do that too. You need... Like, what I do when I eat, like, Lucky Charms is I eat all the little grain cereal, and then, like, there's, like, 30 marshmallows.
And it's, they're
like,
all oozing.
Ow, 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 ow.
And they're
just
like,
ooh,
yeah.
That's delicious. That
milk
is heaven right there.
The milk is hard to stir by that point.
We talk about White House.
I eat it way too fast for that to happen.
We're talking about White House. The one thing that I love in the whole place that everybody finds vomitous and
oh,
I only
God.
Have to make
of course.
Because they don't know what the hell they're... Because they look at me like I'm psychotic is the surf and turf.
That's because you are.
What is that?
Surf and turf is a triple decker. It's a burger, a fish fry in the
Stop.
Middle,
enough.
And
Stop.
Another burger.
That's it.
It's
you don't
decker.
Put meat and fish together in one
it's
sandwich.
It's fucking fantastic.
You don't do it. You don't put meat
it's
and fish
awesome.
Together.
You get one
it's
of those,
kosher.
And then you get 10. And you're good for the rest of the evening. And then you know what they look at you? Like you're fucking psychotic.
Because you are.
Because nobody
Why the hell would
that.
You put it on the damn list menu if you don't? If your people are going to be like, I when the hell was the last time we
I will
made
not.
This?
I refuse.
It's
they
nasty.
Will not do it.
It's awesome.
It is.
It's just fucking
nasty.
Awesome.
Surf and turf.
It's just a terrible name.
It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's meat and
it's
fish.
Both.
Surf and turf.
What does turf have to do anything?
That's a land lover.
Yeah, it's a fucking beef.
Turf.
I don't know.
Land.
Well, when you buy steak and a shrimp dinner or something like that, it's surf and turf.
Yep.
Steak and lobster, that's what they call it.
I don't do that because seafood's gross.
Toucher says you have to put fries in the cheeseburgers to pat it out.
That's oh, yes, fun. Yes. Yes, that's awesome.
Isn't that called like a fat cat or something?
Yeah.
Don't they have those
mozzarella
in the,
sticks on them.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bunch of just random things. It's like, it's like a hero.
Like fries.
It's like a
layer
supersized meal
dogs.
On a bun.
At the Red Oak,
pretty
they
much,
have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll give you a cheeseburger with either fries or onion rings in it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, lettuce, tomato, the whole nine.
You just get
it's
like
a fucking huge thing.
Like a burger, and fish fillet, chicken sandwich, layer bacon, layer cheese,
yes.
Layer mozzarella sticks,
dude,
layer hot
up.
Dogs.
I'm hungry.
Layer fries.
Pretty much everything
sliced
that
hot dogs.
Is
layer
the worst
prime
thing
rib.
In the world
layer
for
prime
you
rib.
Put
yeah.
in one sandwich.
Yeah, everyone stop talking over one another.
Tacos. Okay.
Prime rib sandwich.
Food gets me excited. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Food and Peter Steele.
Wow.
Peter Steele eating food.
You always got to steer a guy.
Yes, we do.
He might take another week off.
You are for him.
No.
Yes.
If his penis was made out of like hot dogs, you'd be all over it. Like wrapped in hot dogs.
He's the OMG, one man gay.
One man gay.
Awesome. I'm not even going to continue this.
Okay.
No, it's good.
You're not going to contest it either.
You still haven't seen it?
Never once. I've seen one of my best friends shitting.
But
physically shitting.
Peter Steele's penis.
Physically but I haven't shitting. Seen like the only dude on earth I'd bang.
What?
Hey?
What the
that's
fuck?
That's his new quote.
Oh, my God.
What?
Was that an internal monologue that kind of leaked out?
Uh-huh.
It's just a joke, kind of.
We need a new we need a new introduction now.
That's it. I'll go through it. I'll come
everybody
up with
has a man
amazing.
Crush. Don't even deny it. Every right. guy in this room has
but I
a guy. They'd be like, well, if I was going to be gay, he's like my first choice.
We talked about
Matt
this
is the Undertaker. Derek is like maybe Les Claypool or the guy from Eagles of Death Metal.
Maybe Les Claypool.
Eddie. No. Les Claypool's a little too weird.
Derek likes
Les
what's
Claypool's
his name?
A fucking. Oh, he'd probably give you a rim job instead of just blowing
like three
you,
name
like
guy.
I forgot his name.
Yeah,
John C. McGinley.
That's it.
Or that guy, yeah, the Scrubs guy.
Yeah.
Vaughn would go gay for pretty
anybody.
Much anybody.
Yeah. Anybody who'll go gay for him.
Anybody you met in Asbury yeah. at the parade.
Anybody who will go gay for Vaughn, he'll go gay
cool.
for.
That drag queen thing
oh!
that you had a pass.
No, that's
of.
A drag king.
Oh, yeah, that's
drag
right.
Because that's a woman dressed up as like Paul Bear.
It's a woman dressed as a man. It's a different thing.
We're fucking Vincent Price.
What's her name?
Her
used to have a button.
Murray Hill.
Murray
not
Hill.
Not on this one.
Murray
it's
Hill.
One.
It has to be Jewish.
I know. That's terrible.
Bad enough.
Murray. The whole bit
Murray
is like
Hill.
That. Hysterical.
It is?
Yeah, it's like he's like an old-time like performer, like old-time entertainer.
Why don't you sniff my tuchus?
Wow.
On.
You gotta throw Vaughn in there.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, you gotta make it personal.
Gotta sniff that tuchus, Vaughn. Vaughn! Right in the temple.
Stop.
Wait till I coif. Stick me with your temple, Vaughn.
Oh, God.
Oi.
Oi.
What's not to like?
I just had a surf and turf.
Put it in my chili pot.
Oh. What? What were you gonna say?
Bun meat, bun fish, bun meat, bun. Surf and turf.
Your dick, my snatch.
Scarf and barf is more like it.
A little bit of ketchup.
Gross.
Now put my stash right. on your dick.
Now we've had the obligatory gay talk for the night.
I figured I'd get out of the way early.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, now we have to go into some other obligatory.
Oh, did you see this teacher that was banging this kid?
Oh, she hot?
Oh, yeah. Hurry.
Indeed.
Her. Check her out.
I saw that. Yeah, it was pretty good.
And she had his kid.
Another one? How old
she's
is this?
All right.
This how old's the kid?
No, she's pretty fucking hot, dude.
No, how old
was
the
she
kid?
Fucking his kid too?
I hope so.
That guy's number one. The guy is disgusting.
Yeah, he's a big fucking goof.
He was a football captain.
Okay. Yeah, he's gross. Right, right. His head is smaller than hers.
All right, the ages, please. Do we remember? Did you read it?
She was okay. 17, and she was like in her mid-20s. She was 27? Like the mother of three.
She was a mother of three and gave it all up to become Miss
Mrs. 17-year-old
like,
guy.
She looks like Cindy Crawford's younger, uglier sister.
Miss,
which is saying a lot.
It is saying a lot. She's not bad, but she's not like, whoa.
She wanted to become the Miss to a manager of McDonald's.
Oh, God.
And, like, I just,
I mean, was this happening when we were in school? Was like the 70-year-old teacher we had banging some kid?
Well, wait, hold on. From what I hear, yes, but not female teachers.
Hello. Yeah.
Do you remember? Yes, the male teachers.
See, around here, we just had the gay ones.
Yeah, see, what the fuck is that? We're in a normal area. Why do we have to have abnormal teachers?
This place is far from normal.
If you guys remember in high school, half the female teachers were, I don't know, gangly and
old. Well, most of them were old and gross. Yeah. There were a few exceptions. But
limited.
Yeah.
Very limited.
I don't know.
I mean,
fucking science. The whole science wing was fucking a bunch of trolls.
What kind of attractive woman studies science?
Yeah, that fucking science wing. I was disappointed. The merchandise really blew.
Her name is Christine Scarlett.
Ooh,
that's
a
hot.
Former Strongville High School substitute. She was a sub.
Of course.
Who had an inappropriate sexual relationship with the captain of the football
team. Oh, define inappropriate.
She had his kid.
Judge Dick Ambrose ordered her to spend the next 3 days in jail.
Three days?
Followed by 180 days of house arrest and 5 years probation.
That's very light.
She was charged with...
That's not bad at all.
She was charged with sexual battery of her former student.
What?
Because
he was under 18, right?
Stephen Bradigan.
That means, like, she injured him.
Yeah, who was 17
battery
when it took
place.
Battery
means injury.
Well, she did injure his penis in her vagina.
Wow, okay. He was pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Bradigan told the judge that Scarlett had tricked him into having an affair so she could get pregnant. Those two words caused Scarlett to break down in tears. You were not interested in what was good for me, he said. I feel like I was used and I was a stupid jerk for not realizing it then.
Wow.
I'm sure he's the jock. Yeah. He is the coach of the football team.
Yeah, I'm sure when he's getting a blowjob, that's in his best interest,
so,
you know?
Wait, she was trying to get him to get her pregnant?
That's his only interest.
Weren't
at the
you
time.
Saying that she had three kids already?
I think so, yeah.
So this fucking breeder needed another one? Why couldn't she just get it from her husband?
Breeder.
The cannibal.
Maybe he's a weenie. Maybe he's fucking, who knows?
Maybe his dick fell off.
He looked like an idiot. Is that that's him, right?
Wait, that's the kid.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the kid.
Wait, that picture is her husband or is that the kid?
That's the kid.
That's the kid.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you want a date? We can get him.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Rich,
she doesn't date guys who have a smaller head than she does.
So Rich is out of it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
That is terrible. I hate that guy's particular look and style.
Yeah.
I hate all guys like that. All of them.
Yeah. It's like the...
every one of them.
Ubiquitous cap.
Yeah.
Baseball
cap. They just look like they have no idea what they're doing.
Because
they
don't.
They look retarded. Yeah.
Like, well, I watch football on the weekends. Well, here's the thing. From the bottom of my heart, I'm extremely sorry for hurting you and your family. I will always have to live with that, with knowing what I did, knowing it was the wrong thing.
This is so heartfelt.
It's so like it's so rehearsed and stupid and it just saying it means nothing. It's just like
it's awful.
It's lip service.
I like it better when it's just, you know, they do it, they get in trouble, and they keep doing it after they get out of high school. Fine, whatever.
But usually it doesn't last.
What the hell is she apologizing? I'm sorry that I had sex with you.
Like, I'm sure
I'm sorry that I completely made your life.
He's heartbroken.
Yeah. I'm sorry I maliciously sucked on your cock.
You're a legend amongst your friends
maliciously.
Now.
Maliciously.
She spit on it and punched it. And
wow.
That's where the abuse came from.
Talked down to it.
She was pulling it too hard.
All right. That's impossible.
She made jokes about me. And
okay.
What the hell did that guy say when he shot his wife?
She ridiculed me. She enticed me my whole life.
She aroused
lifetime.
Me.
So I had to kill her.
She had a baby with me.
I impregnated her fetus.
Whoa.
I know that was totally wrong, but whatever.
Two for one.
He milked in its eye.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
This is a great story.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt
you.
Oh,
that's fine.
Oh, no.
We have a super duper, super
special
caller on the line. We talked to him once before. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hulk Hogan to the show.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on,
I am, like, in awe right now.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
We haven't...
Are you just dying from the aristocrats?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hogan.
Yes, this is the aristocrats, Hulkster.
Can we call you Terry?
Fantastic. How's Nate and Pat doing?
They don't do this show anymore. That was about a year and a half
ago.
Yeah,
they eloped. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well.
All right, that's cool.
You sound a little different. You have a cold or something? A little allergies?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I have diarrhea.
What? I think he's just shooting.
I had some bad. Yo, hey, I have some bad Thai curry chicken, and I like shit five times.
But did you get any of this on tape?
Yeah, you didn't happen to videotape it, did you? So, what brings you to the Aristocrats? Last time you called us, you were working on your new album called I'm Gonna Tear This Here T-Shirt.
Oh.
And you gave us a track, which I don't have on me
right
now.
You don't have a sample of that?
Yeah, maybe we'll find it in a little bit.
Okay.
But what are you working on now? Do you have any projects, anything going on?
I'll tell you what, Dirk, I most certainly do.
It turns out that
me and Don Herbert are going to make an album. You may know him as Mr. Wizard. I call him the Wiz because I tell you what, that guy's awesome. We're going to be making an album. It's going to be called The Wrestling Newton Band.
It's
going to be all about Isaac Newton, and it's going to be a science for the kids.
My goodness.
Science. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news, Hulk, but Don Herbert.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We got a whole bunch of songs lined up. I already wrote, five of them, something like Apple Gravy. Spectrum of Blight. I love that one.
Well, I don't know if you heard.
I'll Always Love You, Baby.
Wow.
That's my personal favorite.
Okay.
And,
I do.
I think it's going to be really good. He tells me he boomboxes and he's good on a mixing board. I haven't spoken in a while, but I got to call him and I got to make sure that we're still good to go.
Well, I do have some bad news for you, Hulk.
And I'll tell you what, all proceeds of the album is going to help me open up my old restaurant, Pasta Mania, and we're going to open up the best pasta you can ever have.
Well, Hulk, the bad part is if you look in the papers in the city around here, Mr. Herbert.
I'm in Florida.
Oh, well it should have got to you by now. It happened on Monday. He passed away on Monday.
The Wiz?
Yeah, he passed away on Monday.
He's gone, brother.
He died, yeah.
He died, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Not unlike Richard Pryor,
which
on your last album.
Yeah, that was, this is awkward.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah, so,
I hope you recorded everything already.
Yeah.
I
was actually waiting for him.
Oh.
He told me he was going to do all the beatboxing.
He ate beatboxing.
Now what the hell am I supposed to do?
I don't know, maybe get Bill Nye or something?
No, I don't want Bill Nye, that faggot. I want the real one. I want Mr. Wizard. I want the Wiz. Give me the Wiz.
Wait, what about Beekman?
Yeah, he's looking for work, I heard.
Yeah, Beekman.
That fucking
rat. Oh, no, he's gay.
That rat thing.
So one's a fag, the other's gay.
There's a difference. I'm sorry to break that to you. Maybe you'll find some other celebrity about to die and try to do a... maybe Abe Vigoda. Maybe you can finally put him out of his misery. Start doing an album with him.
Well... One thing we know for sure is that he's a Hulkster in heaven.
That's true.
He's a Hulkster in heaven.
He's a Herbert in heaven.
Herbert. Should,
I love that song.
You should write a song called Everyone I Collaborate With Is Dead.
I want to split that atom. I think that'd be a great song if you do the science
I'm going to tear this year atom.
I'm going to tear this year mitochondria.
Atom.
Maybe you should do a doo-wop album with Little Richard.
Wow.
You were talking about homos. You might want to do a duop album with Little Richard. You know Little Richard.
Right? I don't know. What does he do?
What doesn't he do?
I
think he plays piano, amongst other things.
Who's that guy?
And he plays furious piano. You might want him.
He's good with
his
hands.
Does he beatbox?
Well, he's a black man. He might.
I think he's just white.
Oh, he's black. No, forget it. No, I don't want no black guys. Forget it.
No black. Well, what about Richard Pryor, though? You seemed... adamant about getting him on the album, and he is.
Yeah, but he looked white to me. Someone told me the other week he was black. And the other time I saw him, he looked white.
Little Richard is very light skinned for a black man.
Okay.
So you might actually want to pass him off. So.
No, I don't want that. I got a new restaurant opening up. I don't want any black people in it.
Well,
down in Florida, that's a tough thing to come by.
That is, yeah.
It's Jews, blacks, and Cubans, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Jews love pasta, so, I got Hulk and Roost, and they're going to love that.
Well, what else do you have going on? Is your show still on? The Hulk Knows Best or whatever the Hogan hell it was?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet. VH1 is still... it's on VH1, right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
I wasn't sure.
I bought
they're still airing it. It's great. We're doing great.
Yeah, I bought your daughter's album. It was fantastic.
You are great.
Yeah, I helped with that.
She's quite talented.
Yeah, she's a good looking broad.
All right.
Well, no, I'm just saying she must have got it all from you.
I want to ask. Are you the one who picks out her outfits, by any chance? Because she was in a like an outdoor show a couple weeks ago with a pair of pants that looked like chaps, and it was quite beautiful, actually.
Did you say horrible, you fag?
I know. What
the hell? Quiet down. You bought a fucking record.
Wow.
I'm kayfabe.
I'm kidding here.
Kayfabe.
Okay.
We're trying to console the whole story.
Well, let's keep off the family thing. That's obviously a sore subject.
Yeah,
please.
Yes.
Please. any plans to get back in the ring, Hulk?
No.
Oh.
No, like a nice reunion match, you and Tito Santana?
Shit.
You know, good hold, no. Barred? No?
No. No.
My knee's been acting up. I can't get in the ring.
No.
Oh, your knee's acting up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It hurts. Every time it snows, it starts hurting.
Well, you got a lot
that
of that
might
in
be
Florida.
Arthritis.
Yeah, in Florida.
Well, no, it doesn't have to snow in Florida.
Oh.
Everywhere else it snows. My knee hurts.
So it's perpetual then?
Yeah, it always hurts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm figuring. You know, it's gonna be a snow.
Well, Hulk, I do have the track that you sent to us. If you have a minute, maybe I don't know when the last.
I got several. Yeah, go ahead, Donnie. I got several.
It's Derek, not Donnie, but okay. this was the title track off of your album that you were gonna make with Richard Pryor called "Taryn T-Shirts."
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah.
This is destined to be classic.
So let's take a listen to this.
Oh, that was a good tear. Yeah. Get ready for this one, because it's coming straight at ya. The sun was getting hot, and I cranked up the tunes. Put my laces in a knot, chased out the coons. Oh yeah. Looped up my thighs.
Looped up my thighs.
And I cooked up some ribs. Oh, they were good. Cute up, but baby, I felt just fine. I felt good. Yeah, pulled out the mower, and I gave it good prime. Pulled on the cord, watched the blades go whir. Oh man, that's a good craftsman. Blades go flying.
Flying, flying.
Watch out for poo. It does not smell good. Veins start pumping. I'm coming for you.
He's coming.
Here we go. Get ready.
You.
I'm gonna tear my t-shirt.
Tear my t-shirt.
Yeah, gonna tear my t-shirt.
Tear my t-shirt.
Gonna tear my t-shirt.
Tear my t-shirt.
I'm gonna tear it to shreds.
Tear it to shreds.
Right.
Wow.
A masterpiece.
That is outrageous.
I haven't heard that in a long time. It was.
Oh, man, that's a classic. That brings me back.
Yeah. Stairway to Heaven.
Brings me back until about a year.
Got nothing.
Yeah, that was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Approximately.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you. Apparently, you're still doing nothing and trying to collaborate with dead people.
It's not easy. It's tough, you know?
Yeah, I know. Have anything
else? I have my restaurant to go. I just want to make a plug for the Pasadena in the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Wait, I thought it was going to be in Florida.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, the old one. Hey, the old one is in the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Okay, but what's the
I'm
new one?
I'm reopening that. There was a Bed Bath & Beyond there. I closed them. I went in there, and I tore down all the pillows and the massagers. I said, you get out of here. This is gonna be a pasta mania. I threw them out, and now I'm making my restaurant.
Excellent.
Is it?
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, this is a legend we're talking to. It's hard for
well,
us.
Well, I think it's called Starstruck.
Yes.
I
mean,
oh, definitely.
There'd be so many questions.
You might have seen it on the news. Yeah. There was vibrating massagers and dead people everywhere. I went crazy.
Amazing.
My knee hurt, though, that day, so I went easy on him.
Yeah, it snows a lot in Minnesota.
People getting body slammed into things.
A lot of dead wrestlers from Minnesota, too, by the way.
Quite.
Yeah, Kurt Hennig.
Yeah. Rick Rude.
Rick Rude, damn.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Anyway.
So, does anyone else have a question for Hulk Hogan? I mean, Lauren?
Sure, go ahead.
Lauren, you got anything for him?
For Hulk Hogan? Yeah. I don't know.
Who we're talking to, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand that we're talking to Hulk Hogan. I just don't.
Who's that?
This is our friend Lauren.
Hulk?
Okay.
What's up?
Go ahead, shoot. Shoot me some info. What's up? You're on the phone with the Hulkster. Go ahead.
I don't even know what to ask him.
I know. It's hard.
I really. I'm just at a loss for words.
Yeah,
honestly.
You figure we would have set something up with him, right?
Maybe.
All right, just think of something. I'll tell you what. I'll send you a T-shirt.
Okay.
It's
going to
be pre-ripped, though, so don't wear it.
Autographed?
Is it going to be torn?
It's going to be pre-torn?
Yeah, I rip them already. I spend like 8 hours a day ripping T-shirts.
Do you wear them and rip them?
No,
what good is a ripped T-shirt to me?
I just rip them.
Well, that's how you know it's authentic from the Hulkster, because nobody else is allowed to sell you a ripped T-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't buy these shirts at Target.
Yeah, you can't get them at Hot Topic, you know?
I would put on like 20 or 30 of them at a time and just like keep ripping them off. That'd probably be the easiest
way. It's funny you say that there, Mikey, because I do that. I do just that.
It's Matt, by the way.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. Hogan.
Yeah.
Somebody from the chat room has a question for you.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
Minge Bag. Whose ass would you like to kick the most in the world?
By Chuck Norris.
I was going to say that would probably be it. Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
Okay. Why Chuck Norris?
Because he keeps making these facts up about himself, and they ain't true. I looked at his beard. There ain't a fist.
Wow.
And I'm willing to call him out, and I'm going to challenge him.
You may be a pie-eating contest.
Wait, what? What?
A what?
A pie-eating contest, I said.
A pie-eating contest?
That's right.
Maybe we could do this at next year's WrestleMania.
Maybe, yeah.
Are you ripping the pies in half, or are you eating them?
Well, every pie I eat, I'm going to rip a T-shirt and give it to some kid with autism or something.
Autism, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
We have another question from the chat. The Toucher.
Oh, no.
Says, which one guy would the Hulk go gay for?
Oh, God.
Fortunately, that would have been Mr. Wizard, but he's dead.
Okay, if he's alive, who would it be?
So, Mr. Wizard, then?
You ever heard of a man named Peter Steele? We've been told...
I heard of a man called Lex Steele.
Well, that's kind of the opposite side of the fence there.
Totally opposite side.
Okay, Hulk. Yeah, well, I guess we'll let you go.
He's got to get back to ripping T-shirts.
Yeah.
He's in Florida, so it's what, 3 hours
it's,
early?
It's the same time. It's like 4 o'clock here in the morning.
What? No, it's not. It's 10:47. Yeah,
that Mason Dixon line.
I'm waking my kids up for the neighbors. I'm ripping T-shirts a lot for you guys. I'm gonna send you a box of T-shirts. No problem.
That's Aristocrats, okay? Aristocrats, autograph them, please.
Derek, aren't you still waiting for another box from the last time he called?
Yeah, I was still waiting for him. Well, he said that he wore them when he was mowing the lawn.
They got sent, yeah. I just checked my records. They got sent 4 months ago, yeah.
4 months? Okay, well, I'll keep waiting with bated breath.
So your inventory's clear, then?
Yeah.
Maybe they're stuck at customs.
I think we're confusing Hulk.
I think so, too.
He's getting a hold.
More than three or four syllables, it just throws it out.
Go have some vitamin C.
Wow.
Yeah. So why don't you do your big exit, your vitamin thing, and we'll let you go.
The five demandments?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, Hulk. We'll see you later.
Nice to see you, Hulk.
I got a bad connection here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm surrounded in T-shirts. They're so fucking loud.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Can I curse on the radio? Is this national?
No, it's good. You can curse.
It's not national?
No. It's on the internet. You can say whatever you want.
It's on TV?
It's marginal. No, it's marginal.
It's
I know. My hands are crazy. I didn't even get ready for this.
No.
What?
Hang on. Let me call him. We'll call him after here. Hang on.
What's going on?
He thinks he's on TV. Oh. No, it's over the internet. There's no video.
It's radio.
What? Like porn?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Scat, actually.
That's cool.
All right, Hulk. Tell all your Hulkamaniacs.
I like Bukaki myself.
Okay.
See?
Tell all your Hulkamaniacs to eat their vitamins, and we'll let you go.
All right, Hulkamaniacs, listen up. I got a special... No, I think I'm just going to go. I got diarrhea again.
Okay, Hulk. Well, thank you, Mr. Hogan. It's been an honor.
No problem, man. You can call me Terry.
Okay,
Terry.
All right, Larry. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
See you soon.
Tomato Hulk, watch over you. Uh-huh. Actually, no, I just shit my pants. I got to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. See you now.
Wow, Hulk Hogan. Can you believe it?
Where do we go from that?
I don't know.
Can we take a break now?
We just hit the top. Yeah.
You can't even go past
it. Top of the ladder. I'm sorry. It's over.
This is it. This is the crescendo. We should just end the show now and never do it again.
Go out
we
on top
really,
like
honestly,
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Go before we get stale.
Yes, thank you. I was going to suggest you play this as a tribute.
So, yeah, I guess we will take a break now.
I love how you dug out the Terran T-shirt shirt song. I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah,
that was a year ago.
I really wish that record got made.
That's actually been number one for 355 weeks.
Wow. In, like, Cambodia.
Billboard 100.
Man, I should have asked him if he's ever ghost rode the whip.
Well, you've lost your chance.
Well, now I'm kicking myself in the ass.
He ain't calling back. Maybe Rich will.
We'll talk to him later. Maybe Hulk will be in the chat.
I doubt it. He's not really good with the computers.
That's true.
He just knows how to look up porn. Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like bald guys with fucking Fu Manchus?
The Fu Manchu.
I like the uniform. The Hulk uniform.
The Hulk uniform, yeah.
And the torn T-shirt.
Yellow spandex.
And the tights. And the tights.
We're going to take...
resist a man in spandex.
All right, we're taking a break?
Yes, we are taking a break.
I gotta fucking piss. Hell yeah, we are.
And we will be back.
All right, cool.
Shortly. All right.
I thought that was Vaughn jumping on me.
Yeah, that was
the dog.
Yeah, the dog.
Might as well have been.
The little hair pie jumped on you. You thought it was me.
The hair pie.
Yummy. Oh, we are the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com, in case you're just joining us. We just had a special guest call, which if you missed it, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to myspace.com/aristocratsradio and download it. Or you can go to iTunes.
Yep.
We are very much a part of iTunes. You search for Aristocrats. We're down there in the podcast section. You can, subscribe to it. Every time I put up a new show, if I decide to, which is usually within a day or two.
Yeah, I listen
if I'm in a good mood.
I listen to Tuesday show this afternoon when I go home.
Excellent.
Very good.
Yeah, that was history right there. I mean, Berlin Wall, Declaration of Independence.
Wait, which
right
one was this?
There. The Hogan calling up.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan calling up.
Yeah. It's a real...
yeah, you have to download the show.
So, it's a real turn for the show, I think.
It really is.
It was good to hear him again. Yeah. I haven't heard him in a while.
No, I think he's getting a little too senile.
I think so.
And he has a real...
Lauren is still taken aback by the call. She's very... she was shaking for a while.
I wish he would call back.
Now, was he on the toilet when he was talking to us? Because it sounded very
He
echoey.
Might have been. Yeah, you never know.
He was on the toilet, brother.
Well, I'm sure his palatial mansion is very echoey.
He was having the green apples, you know.
I think Lauren had a little personal story and she wanted to tell.
You do?
You do?
I do, yes.
Personal story.
Oh, my God.
It sounds somewhat entertaining. Let's hear.
Does that involve hummus?
It does not. Hummus involved. Okay. I went to a club last weekend.
Ooh.
All right. A random club.
Baby Seal walks into a club.
Anyway.
That's horrible.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
This pretty unattractive.
Hang on a second. I'm sorry. That deserves a Vaughn scratch.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. All
unattractive.
Right. This pretty unattractive black man.
No.
All right.
I like the oxymoron there.
That's not what you were calling him before the show.
I was about to say
anyway.
Pretty unattractive.
That right, greasy spook walked up to me.
Jiggable bastard walked up to me.
All right, can I talk?
Nappy-headed bro walked up to him.
Nappy-headed bro.
See, we've already gotten plenty out of this.
Are you going to Rutgers?
ding-a-dong,
I'm fired.
I call it Snutgers.
he had the bone in his nose and everything.
All right, so this pretty old, unattractive black guy is
How
in the club.
Would you say?
He's around, I don't know, mid-40s, maybe? Mid-40s.
This is shocking.
Totally.
This never happens.
Just no, listen.
Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong. Someone's firing me. CBS.
Wow.
This gets better.
I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
I promise. So he's completely out of place, right? Tries to dance with all these young girls, right? Around, like, my age or a little bit older. And he sees that no one wants to be anywhere near him, right?
Tell me he starts crying.
No, he pulls out
a spear.
He reaches into his pants and pulls out a wad, like $60 worth of singles, right? Nice. Waves them in the air and starts throwing them. I have never seen so many women flock to an unattractive man in my entire life.
Singles.
They were diving on the floor for singles.
Where was
No,
it's
all about the Washingtons, baby.
Hold on. Yeah, what club was this?
Can I?
Yes, please.
I was a Deco.
Oh, fuck
that fucking shithole.
I don't know where that is.
It looks like it's abandoned.
Deco
it
is does. Right across the street from the Abyss.
It's not far from Chicani's. It looks like a complete shithole.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
on the left
song.
Side.
When you said Abyss, I thought you meant Chubby's for some reason.
No.
And he pulled it out just
abyss.
In time that song Gold Digger came on.
Yeah.
And he just pulled out.
Oh, I'm not saying she's a gold digger.
Everywhere.
What are you doing there?
That's what I asked her.
What the fuck is that? That's the depths of hell that point.
Was he young that he ain't no broke nigga?
Nice. He was afterwards. Because his whole paycheck is gone.
He's like, aw.
He's a shoe salesman.
Basically.
He'd
be a little more than
that. For those who don't know, that area of New Jersey, Sayreville, is like the complete armpit of Monmouth County.
Basically,
Middlesex,
yeah.
Whatever county. It's Monmouth still. Mm-hmm.
Is it Monmouth?
I think it's still Monmouth. It's like borderline Middlesex.
Okay.
And it's just a complete shithole.
Yeah, it's a travesty.
It's
the
an
people
abomination.
There are just disgusting.
It should be locked up like a ghetto, like when Hitler was taken over.
I thought that place was closed, actually. It's funny, because I drive by and I'm like, would anybody go there? It looks like bums are just waiting for people to show up and just shank them.
You sure you're talking about Deco? Because Abyss is like right there.
No, a Deco. It's on the left side.
No, both of them, they suck.
It looks like it's like...
He knows, he's been there.
There's no windows. It's just like this shitty like color. It's like, I don't even know what it's like, a dark like charcoal color.
Yeah.
It
does look like there's nothing going on in it.
Was that the place my father's band played? You guys weren't there.
I don't know.
Is it like, kind of looks like Abyss, like it's real big?
No.
It's very small.
It's it's tiny?
It's a tiny
place.
Well,
there are a few rooms.
What's around there? What used to be the cowboy club? The square dancing place, where the fuck it was.
No clue. I know. That's what I think you're talking about, because that was further down the street.
Could be.
That's further down the street. It's like another couple of blocks.
It's like kind of near the Coliseum.
Yeah, that's the place right between Abyss and the Coliseum.
What the hell is that place called? Do you remember?
It was a cowboy place, but I can't remember.
No, it's something new now.
Because I remember going there for lesbian nights once in a while.
Oh, all right.
Fine.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Oh, shut up. Suck on Peter Stowe's penis.
The toucher has a correction.
Oh, God.
He was black. It was a welfare check, not a paycheck.
Food stamps.
Sorry.
And Gabber Rich says Deco is blacks, Abyss is Guido's.
Okay. There you go.
It's
the difference?
Listen. I'm Italian.
So is he.
It's all the suck.
Whatever,
very
that's
much.
What it is.
Those kind of Guidos, what's the difference?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's all
Staten
suck.
Island Tech Heads. Well.
There really are some horrible clubs down there. It's the weirdest
area.
Like,
everywhere.
It's just like a dirty highway. There's nothing but like clubs and 7-Elevens. It's the weirdest
and dive
thing.
Bar
or strip joints.
What was that?
Abandoned
what was that
buildings.
Connie's?
Mm-hmm. Connie's is awful.
Like a dive bar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally, walk in there. The fucking bartender is like 90.
He's been there since the place opened.
The worst wig in the world. Done up like a pompadour.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. He had his pants are like up to his waist. Yeah. And he's wearing like those cowboy shirts with like the fringe on the pockets and shit. Yeah. And like,
it kind of reminds me of something out of like The Shining.
His wig was a different color than the rest of his hair.
Wow. Yeah, and it was like light. It was sculpted into the way where it looked like a pompadour and glued on his head like a kind of like a Lego man's hat.
I thought it was like 50s night, and he was like dressing up like a gag or
remember
something.
That couple that was in the back the whole night?
Oh my God,
how
creepy
was
he?
That would just pop up and just dance and then walk off. The woman, they're both like in their Saturday best. It's like probably their Saturday
best.
Well,
Saturday.
They're both dressed in black, head to toe.
Uh-huh. Not as good as Sunday. They weren't going to church.
The wife or the girlfriend, whatever, she's wearing black sunglasses.
Oh, no.
And this place is dark enough.
Yeah.
And they're sitting in this corner booth and all the way in the back of the place, just not saying a word, not talking to anybody, just sitting there with their two drinks. And then when the band he was in, would pop up with a song that they kind of knew, they'd come out and dance.
Yeah,
I think your mother almost took one of them out, took the guy out when she was moving
really?
Her
yeah.
ass. Yeah, she was dancing
all
over the place.
Who was moving their ass?
His mother. Okay. His mother was dancing all over the place to Carly, and she almost knocked him down.
He reminded me of, remember Shaun of the Dead when they're going through all the patrons in the bar? And was it the Snake Man?
Snake Hips?
No, because he had the leather boots, the snakeskin boots
or whatever.
It reminded me of him in like a suit. Because he had the real slick back hair and the fake ponytail. Oh, it was a fake ponytail.
What?
Yeah. He had his hair slicked back, and he had this like fake ponytail coming out. It couldn't have been real. It couldn't have.
No, well,
it was like a different texture and color. It had been like weaved into his hair or something.
It looked like a weird
weave. He had a weave.
Yeah. Like it,
wow.
And it was like 90. And it was like a braided hairstyle, so it was like down to his back, almost down to his ass. Like he could have killed somebody with it if he knew the right techniques.
Little hair whip.
Yeah. Fucking choked him to death with it.
Congratulations.
Ah!
You have been selected iPod Nano.
Who wants an iPod Nano?
Yo, user plane, you got to stop putting these shitty ads in that ruin our shows.
On the chat room?
They don't know.
Yeah, it's chat room.
Yeah, that thing pops up everywhere, and it's fucking annoying.
I hate it, too.
Congratulations!
Because it
always scares the shit out of me.
Congratulations, you can suck my dick.
Wow.
I'm Peter Steele.
Okay. All right. Thanks for railroading us, as one would say.
Yeah. Well, we had a pile of news. What happened to it?
Oh, we got nothing.
The dog took a shit on it.
Dog has successfully destroyed the news.
Yeah, she's like literally.
Oh, that the story I was going to read.
I'm sorry.
And you had the Hulkster.
Well, yeah.
Of course. I mean, you know, the world stops for Hogan.
It's true. No shit, man.
It's titled The Worst Date Ever.
Oh, yes.
But I also thought the name of the author was interesting. Jonah Spangenthal Lee.
Spangenthal.
So he's like five ethnicities in one.
That's terrible.
May 18th, after spending a night smoking pot and having sex with a prostitute, 39-year-old Lake City man, this is in Seattle, decided he was going to get a beer. Sounds like a wild way to start the weekend. Little did he know, he'd end up digging a hole in his backyard to bury a body.
Dun, dun, dun.
Blah. Can I get like creepy organ music? No? Okay.
Nope.
According to the police report, the woman stayed behind at the man's apartment to take a bath.
What?
I at first I read that like I thought it was behind his apartment, like she's bathing in like a swamp or something. While the man walked to a nearby 7-Eleven. He came back 20 minutes later. He noticed his bathroom door was still closed. He waited another 15 minutes before venturing in. Upon entering the bathroom, the man found the lifeless body of the prostitute. In a panic, he shook her and slapped her, but got no response. I'm curious where he slapped her.
Yeah, me too.
In the cooch.
Yeah, in her cooter.
Wake up.
Then he really freaked out.
You alive or dead?
He told police he stayed in the apartment for the next 3 days, drinking and contemplating what to do with the dead body.
Wait,
I already know what I'd be doing with
he's
it.
Like,
but,
so, yeah.
Wait, she sat in the tub like a like the last like Captain Crunch nibbit. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's disgusting.
At one point, he climbed out of the window of his apartment and began digging a hole. Perhaps due to some epiphany or newfound respect. I doubt this man will ever have an epiphany in his life.
No.
Okay? I think Martin Luther had an epiphany, right?
Martin Luther.
The man decided he was doing the wrong thing, quote unquote. So he clambered back inside and filled his bathtub with cold water. He placed her in there to prevent her from decomposing.
Wow.
So he goes back to 7-Eleven, where he calls his boss from a payphone. The next morning, the man and his boss called police. Medical examiner retrieved the body. Waterlogged body. That's just nasty.
Yeah, it is gross.
This is, oh, it makes me think of like Silence of the Lambs when they pull a fat girl out of the lake.
Oh, yes.
they're actually not. They might not even charge him. Apparently, failure to report a death is a misdemeanor in Washington State.
That's not bad.
But they said, why add insult to injury? What kind of police force is this? He admitted he picked up a prostitute and the woman ultimately died. And at that time, it wasn't appropriate or prudent for the officer
ultimate
to make
fatality.
An arrest. Or file charges. What could possibly possess a sane person to keep a body in his home for days? According to the, I guess it was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was afraid and didn't know what to do and didn't have anyone to call. There may have been some communication barriers.
He sounds like Mr. Anderson from Beavis and Butthead. Tom Anderson
was
just sitting there
drinking.
Well, I guess I'll get rid of this body.
How is beer going to rectify the situation?
I guess if he gets too drunk, wakes up the next day, maybe it's just a fucking bad dream.
I'll get those nice boys, Beavis and Butthead, to take this woman from me.
That's just horrifying.
Did he fuck her to
she
death?
She was whacking in my tool.
He loved her to death. Maybe it's Peter.
I doubt it.
He's about his age.
What is he, 45?
Peter.
All right, did he
kill her with his massive dong? Smash her in the head?
No, he was only 39.
And drowned her with it?
She was 47. It's
wow.
About, it's about pizza.
Damn.
That's gross.
Maybe it was Peter Steele in the tub.
Gross.
Yeah.
Dressed as a woman.
I don't know.
Had fucking titties, like what? Kneecaps. What? Second
kneecaps. Titties, kneecaps.
titties like water
that's
balloons.
Elbows,
that's just like,
shoulders.
Just like a, that's just a soup you do not want to be around. A person decomposing your in your tub.
A bacteria stew.
You automatically ask for your rent check back. You know your month that 2 month deposit you put down and securities, and you move out immediately. I would not want to be living in that place
anymore.
Just
leave the body.
No, not even that. After
well,
that happens.
The funny thing would be if like you just left and they mailed you your security. Like,
why didn't he pimp her
out?
Forgot
this.
Why didn't he pimp her?
Oh, what are you sick?
Come on,
make some money.
It's Seattle, man. People are depressed and weird over there.
That's true.
Who's Bat in the chat room? B-A-T-T, Bat.
I don't know. We haven't figured
that
out.
G.I. Joe Nemesis?
He might know us. I don't know.
Why?
He says, Peter Steele mentioned, take a drink.
What?
It's the aristocrat's drinking
game.
We
need a drink.
Oh, I wonder if it's, it might be Serena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speak now or forever hold Pete's peace.
Nice.
You can't hold it. That's a trick question.
You need like five people to hold it. That's what you need.
No, it's like when you decide who's going to bat first with a baseball bat and you just keep going hands like a,
you need like
I picture it more like when they capture like an anaconda and
yeah,
you have like six or seven people holding on their shoulders.
Like a full
guy jumps on the back.
I get the head.
Like a full tribe in Cambodia just fucking all of them holding it over their heads. Yeah. All these little Cambodian kids.
Cambodia.
Like it's a canoe.
When they did the hands across America, Peter Steele's penis across America. Everybody holds it over their head.
The glands across America.
Glands.
It's like a Benetton commercial.
Everybody has penis.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's enough. Next thing, we'll be getting into the Mario 3 commercial.
Okay, you remember,
oh, remember that?
Remember that?
With the Mario head?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't remember that one.
Well, he can make the whole Mario head just with his cock.
Yeah, just paint it on the head.
Oh, yeah, when the big everybody gets together and it's just a big
it's just
Mario
like
head.
A bunch of people. They're like, Mario, Mario, and they're like cheering, and they're all wearing solid color outfits.
I'd like to see that commercial
it keeps
now.
Zooming out.
Oh, that's
what,
right.
Done
and
again?
See how bad it looked. Because it looked good
YouTube.
At the time.
It's on YouTube somewhere. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder if we could find it.
Yeah, it's right there. You'll find it.
Well, I remember
it.
When
just
they...
Mario 3 commercial.
I remember when they released the new Super Mario Brothers for the DS.
Oh, no, here we go.
I remember that
we're
commercial.
Tangenting, but that's
I remember that commercial because you know all the Japanese kids are getting out of school and they're running to the closest video game place.
Uh-huh.
And he opens the door and everybody looks like Mario. They got
new
all
Mario
the Mario heads.
Fucking cool.
Yeah,
like the one that's based off the old game is not like a 3D whatever. It's really fucking cool looking.
Yeah,
yeah, there's so many different
it's
options.
Great.
Is this just gonna load like every other fucking? YouTube
yeah.
Thing
what the hell's wrong with YouTube?
Really pissing me off.
They upgraded or
no.
Yeah no I would
they're,
say they
they're
wouldn't.
In like a beta mode kind of too, and it's just shit. Like, half the fucking shit doesn't want to load. If a lot of people are looking at it, it gets fucked up.
But, no,
just
I was just
sucks.
Saying, in terms of scope and global comparison, here we go. Mario!
The music. That's not that bad.
Super I just Mario. Fucking fat
one,
Guido
two,
from Brooklyn.
Three. There's power in numbers. Nintendo, now you're playing with power.
There's
each game.
Power in
now
numbers.
Now you're playing with Peter.
Now you're playing with Phallus. Super Phallus.
Nintendo.
Oh, God.
How did they get that
ago?
Voice actor?
How long ago was that commercial?
That had, was
89 or 90.
Yeah. Early 90s, I think.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good. That bad, actually, looking at
well,
it.
Well, Nintendo's always had money, so.
That's true. Mm. Well, they probably had more back then than they
fucking
do
gooks.
Now.
I think I bought Mario 3 in New York City at, might have been a Radio Shack or a Wiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
we were there for whatever
probably.
Reason.
I got
no,
it
was the same price as anywhere
like
else. 50. The price gouging thing was, like, big time. They were cracking
I got
out.
It at Sears.
Yes. I got one at Sears, too.
Source.
Yeah, Mario. I think it was Mario 3. It could have been Mario 2, but I don't remember.
I would say one of the best games
what
ever.
What was
made.
That one that they released
most
the original
series.
Mario 2 on? What was it? The challenge one. What was it called?
What do you mean?
The
it was
one
just Mario 2.
Well, no, not the Mario 2 that we know. The
no,
one
the
that
lost
was,
levels.
Yeah, the lost levels. That's it.
That was, that was the sequel to the to the Famicom version of.
Yeah, but it was like
the, it was just called Mario 2. Then.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
That was the real Super Mario 2, and we got what was originally some kind of Arabian Nights game.
Yeah,
it's like 1001 Arabian Nights.
You can find pictures of it online. Yeah.
You can find the actual game. The ROM is.
I couldn't
there.
Find the ROM anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you could find comparison stuff of a. Person wrote like a 4-page article on comparing both games.
Yeah,
like with pictures and everything.
They plugged in the Mario characters.
They plugged in the Mario characters.
But they changed the little things. Actually, there's a
well, most of the enemies I think are
they're the original
they're
enemies.
Just bizarre, anyway. So
yeah,
and that ending, which was just retarded.
What I like though is they reincorporated some of those characters into the later Mario games.
Yeah. Well, Mario 3, yeah, they had to, I think.
Well, Mario World.
Shy Guys and all them.
They brought them back. Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird how they would include like they were crossovers technically, but
I think because it was part of the, you know, the whole circling storyline. So
it was just weird how they made them canon to the Mario storyline.
The games
didn't even exist.
The stupid TV shows did that too. They put the characters.
Oh, I know.
They got out of nowhere. You're just like, what the?
Lauren has a question.
I have a question. This may seem stupid, but by Mario 3, do you mean Super Mario 3?
Yeah, okay, that was.
Well, Mario Brothers was that game that they originally came out with where it was just you had to collect coins on the different platforms, and the turtles would come out of the pipes, and you'd have to hit the power block, and it would flip them everything upside down, or you could hit the ground underneath them.
Which you can play on Mario 3.
Yes, you can.
If one character is at a level, you can go to that level on your turn. And you can play the original Mario Brothers.
Yeah, you can battle, pretty much. Or
Plumber Brothers or whatever.
Yeah,
they
Super
call
Plumber
them.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it's funny.
It's a lot of those games. A lot when they,
hello.
What is it? I think when they did Mario 64, you were able to do that, I think,
probably,
at one point.
Probably. I never played that, really. Just
I,
once.
I stopped at Mario World.
Annihilated that game. I still play those games. Any kind of Mario game that comes out, I still pick it up.
Yeah. But the new one looks like a lot of fun. I only got to play it once.
Which one? Are you talking about the one for the Wii or the Paper Mario or Super
Mario? No, not
Super
Paper Mario.
Brothers?
I haven't even looked at that yet.
The new Super Mario
Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic.
It's awesome.
It's like everything cool about
the
other Mario games.
It's for the
plus
DS,
one.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I played Mario 64 briefly.
Okay. And I played it once at like a Toys R Us, I think.
They put that out on the DS. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine just got it a couple weeks ago. He says, yeah, it's the same fucking game, but it's butt because it's on the DS.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the same system, I think. It's
well,
pretty
it's
much
it's pretty
yeah,
much a 64. Yeah. 64, but handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've gotten that far. So the next one is what?
It's not bad.
Is game
how much more do you need on a little screen like that? Like, how much more power do you need than a Nintendo 64?
And Game Boy is basically SNES now, right?
The new one. The Nintendo.
The SD, I think it is. The Game Boy SD is pretty much up to.
It's a little more powerful.
It's
Super
like
Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. It's almost
with
Super
bigger
Nintendo.
Carts. Yeah, like 8 meg carts.
They did just have a thing that came out that said the Wii is outselling PS.
It is.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's outselling everything. You
it's,
can't even.
It's
find
got.
It
it's
still.
Sold like double. And I think Xbox is like 11 million sales, 7 million for Wii, and like 3 million for PlayStation.
Who's going to spend?
PS3 is just like losing money hand over fist.
Every time they sell one, they lose $300.
Yeah. But they're still they're still kind of people are still buying them there for fun.
Well, they're buying them because.
Reason.
Basically, it's a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
It's a cheap one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
and
they're losing the money.
A $600 Blu-ray player, at least a couple months ago, was the cheapest player you can buy. Because they were
is.
Like $1,000. No, they're coming down now.
I fucking
now you could probably get one for $500,
I ain't buying
bucks.
Any of that shit until they figure out which one they're actually
seriously,
keep.
HD and Blu-ray?
Fuck that.
I think Pioneer has one
and
of
the
both.
And the thing is, the best time right now, it was like when DVD started making a big boom. And tapes started getting actually good to buy where you wouldn't have to pay $25 for tape.
Yeah.
Now DVD is at that right moment, like in the last year and a half, 2 years.
They're like $15.
What's the difference between a Blu-ray and an HD? Because I know the Xbox came out with the HD player that
did they?
You buy separately. Yeah, they do.
Separate
they have
player.
That, the 360.
It's not built in. But there's a lot. It's about capacity and all
there's
this.
The
but they're essentially the same thing.
It's pretty much two different companies fighting.
I'll shut your mic off if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to be a dick.
Well, there's the there's the resolutions. There's the interlaced.
This kid still has a fucking laser disc player.
I
have Sega 32X.
No, don't say anything bad about that. I know a lot of people who still
a guy I work
into
with
laser disc.
Is really into laser disc.
Come on, how can you be into that?
He says it's the best. Cause it's the only. It was the best analog quality you can get, and still
even
is the best analog quality you can get without going digital.
And the thing is, a lot of movies that were released on LaserDisc still haven't been released on DVD.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a shitload of movies that they released on LaserDisc for like out of the blue. Like, oh, we have this. Let's put it on LaserDisc.
Okay.
It's like, oh, we have this. We can put it on LaserDisc. It's like, all right. And then you haven't been released on DVD yet.
What the hell's the difference?
One looks like an LP and one looks like a CD.
LaserDisc was the really big ones.
It's like a vinyl
big silver
size.
Vinyl almost.
But getting back to the Blu-ray thing. Okay. Yeah. When you buy the PS3 and you're buying DVDs to play in the PS3,
mm-hmm.
and they're Blu-ray DVDs, aren't they so much more expensive?
Yeah. Now they are. Yeah.
About $15 more than normal. So it's like $25, $26.
Again.
But if you have the PS3 and an HD TV and the HD connectors and a Blu-ray DVD,
you have the money for
you're
the
not
going to
get
care.
Much... better quality than that.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, I don't think they can come out with it. Unless they start doing holograms, yeah. I don't think they can get any better than
like
that.
Like liquid ion or something.
Seriously. Just fractal, like atom size or, pixels.
Or just plug it right in your back.
Even
your
at that, it's like, have you ever watched like HDTV on an HD set?
Yeah.
I don't
know. It's
about
as clear
bother.
As you can get.
You can see fucking if you're watching sports, you can see the blades of grass blowing in the wind. It's that crisp.
The
it's
news
like, oh my God,
the news is
pants.
Being ruined. Because all the news is close-up shots of anchors.
Well, that's why
they have a certain type of makeup that they wear to cover up on TV. Well, HD is so clear that you can see all the shit on their face. So now they're using like the Vaseline lenses on the news.
That's what they were saying with porn. Now that porn's trying to go into
come
HD.
On
HD porn.
Well, you
want to see a bunch of pimples on some girl's ass?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. You ever wonder what those red blots were?
Or those black and blues they couldn't quite get off with
AIDS lesions.
Yeah, those punches in the ribs that she's gotten from two nights of drugs. What?
What's
up?
No,
can we get Peter's Playgirl spread in HD?
Why? You wouldn't need it. You won't look at
they
it.
Need to
hard
do
dick. Yes. It's hard dick.
What they need to do? What they need to do next?
Peter's HD.
What they need to do next is just like insert a USB port into the back of your head, so you can just
The Matrix.
Yeah, jack right in.
Jack on in.
That was
port.
A joke. That was a joke, by the way.
It was.
Sure it was.
Anyway, I don't watch enough television or movies at home to care.
I do.
So I don't.
I watch a lot of movies, but I don't.
I just got this thing, and this got a pretty
this
fucking
thing.
Big this laptop.
That is a pretty hot laptop, I must say.
Yeah,
that's a big fucking screen.
That is
gonna be
huge,
that big.
That screen.
Yeah,
it's
pretty damn big.
Huge. That's a big laptop.
It's huge.
How much does that weigh?
A lot.
300 pounds.
330,
40 pounds.
It weighs like 7 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say probably about 7.
Yeah, 7 or 8 pounds, which to us is enormous.
That's about 300 grams, not 300 pounds.
Okay, English.
Oh, excuse me. I'm
Where
sorry.
Where are you from, the Orient?
Mr. Metric over here.
Fucking move to Europe.
Science.
I'm Matrick.
Matrick?
7 pounds is 300 grams.
Fatrick.
Huh?
Meaty.
Like
Meaty. Ew. I want to know your pet names, Ram.
It's like 3,000.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, I watch a lot of movies, but I'm not going to go apeshit and spend all that money.
Yeah.
I have a TV that's 25 years old in my room.
Wow.
I'm not really going nuts.
That would be you.
I am.
It was pretty much bought like 2 weeks before I was given birth.
Crazy.
I am completely content with DVDs right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love it.
And if they change, I don't think they can change over because it was
What's
such
that?
A big jump from
tape.
From tape or VHS. I fucking forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
To DVD, the quality was just enormous, and there was no wear and tear on it. It was digital and all that.
VHS, you have like a standard television resolution.
Yeah.
You're not really going to get anything like that. But a DVD, on the other hand. It looks like it's on a normal television, but there's actually more quality there than what you're seeing on a regular television. So
exactly.
I have a small flat screen LCD,
ooh.
And I watch. I mean, it's small. It's like maybe
fancy pants.
The size of like maybe the size of Derek's monitor, which is like what, a 17? No,
I think it's 19.
That's a 19. So it might actually be 19 or 17.
Yeah.
And I watched a DVD on it, and the DVD looks absolutely fantastic. You watch television on it; it looks like you're watching a bad feed.
Oh, the one in your kitchen.
On the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
It's terrible.
I'm like,
well, especially
your mother
local
paid
channels.
How much for that?
And, like, and she doesn't use it for what it's meant for. It's meant for watching DVDs and for
watching
Seinfeld and the Mets is the only thing I've ever seen on it.
That's it. That's all it's ever on that.
And it's just shit. It's just like, ugh, come on.
Yep.
Why'd you buy this? It's a waste.
Hideous. I would never have let her bought that if I was there with her.
No.
Disgusting.
They're getting really cheap, those LCD.
Yeah, because they're just, they're, what can you do, play video games? I played video games on them. They don't even look good.
Not the telecord.
On a pure LCD screen, not like a projection?
It's a regular LCD screen, and it doesn't look that good.
My buddy Jay's got one. I think it looks great.
No, it must. But I don't know what you were playing on, unless it was...
It's like PS2.
Unless it was fed through, like, every single TV in the place.
Yeah. Or fed through a splitter.
Yeah.
Isn't there something new coming out, like a laser... TV
a laser
thing? I don't know.
No idea.
You mean, are you talking about the Microsoft the table?
Possibly. I don't
we
know.
We talked about that.
No
the
idea.
Laser table.
The what the hell is it called?
Surface.
Surface. Yeah. We talked about that.
Like the holograms, stuff? Like jets and shit.
No. Although that's probably not too far behind.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be interesting.
And we talk about computers and all this other geeky shit. We
this is the nerd.
We certainly
the,
are.
The WWDC, the big Mac conference that happened last week. Now, you know how I was talking about how I can't play any of the games that are like kind of big except for Warcraft on my Mac? Well, ID actually decided to, or ID, whatever you want to call them, decided to, now they're going to work with Mac to actually produce their games with them.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. So actually, you can get to actually now play two games instead of just one.
Or you could just get a PC.
Ah, fuck PCs.
You could just do that.
I don't like PCs.
Okay.
I don't. My mother has
fair
ones.
Enough.
My mother and brother have ones that are slow as shit. Yeah. Fuck it. I can't deal.
If you get a good one, they're not slow.
It's true.
Did you buy that right when you were spit out too?
Shut up, asshole.
Spawn.
Wow, shut up, asshole.
Yeah. Teacher quits after alleged garter incident.
Oh, no.
Garter? On Tuesday. We didn't get to it.
Geek talk is over.
An English teacher from Western High School resigned Monday amid an investigation of an incident. My eyes are horrible. Yes. In which he allegedly removed the student's garter with his teeth.
Nice. Wait,
during the prom.
What? Is this a wedding? What the fuck?
No, this was during the prom.
Prom.
Like I said.
Steve giving the thumbs up.
You like that?
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love perverted shit.
Yeah. Some kids were passing around prom pictures and a staff member saw a photo that raised some concern and showed it to the principal.
Concern.
Cunts.
The photo allegedly, even though it's a photo, allegedly showed him removing a candy garter with his teeth from a female student during the prom. God bless you.
This wasn't a male student.
Thank God there's glass on right near those DVDs.
Did you sneeze on my glass?
Yes, you did.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Nice. Very nice.
In any event.
Splatter effect all over your shit.
He was unavailable for comment.
Candy-
Wanda Bass said her granddaughter, who will be senior this fall at Western, attended the prom and told her that Kugel was only joking around. I don't think he meant any harm, but I still do think he, I still don't think he should have done that.
What's his name again?
Kugel.
Kugel Bass? No. Wanda Bass was the...
Ooh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't remember. But that, a candy garter, so like one of those like candy necklace type of things?
My phone was on vibrate, laying on my crotch.
So like a candy necklace style thing?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Are you kidding me? And the kids are sitting there hanging these pictures out?
And some ne'er-do-well
fucking decided to show the principal.
Ne'er-do-well.
Oh, fucking...
Wow. What are you, some kind of fucking...
What are you trying to say there? What happened?
Oh, my God.
What
happened? Never-do-well thing.
Rod Stewart's son...
got arrested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He hits a couple with a brick
or
something?
He was arrested this week on charges that he assaulted a couple with a brick.
Nice.
Yes. I just heard about this before I left.
Stewart was taken into custody Tuesday on a warrant charging him with 4 felony counts, including assault with a deadly weapon, throwing a substance at a vehicle, and vandalism.
Happy Father's Day.
His son, Rod Stewart.
He was released on $60,000 bail. Me a bag of shells.
Wow.
All right.
He's one of the stars of A&E's network reality show, Sons of Hollywood. What the hell's that about?
It's like a...
So
it's a,
gay.
Sounds it.
It's a reality show about... It's like him and two other people's like kids. You know, kind of like civil life garbage.
Yeah.
But it's done in A&E, which is like, you know, let's see. I thought A&E was for arts and entertainment. That
isn't gay growing up guy.
That isn't arty or entertaining.
Mm. Nah, it's garbage. Totally brainless now. It's retarded. Awful.
That and Bravo completely gone to shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw it the other day on a news headline. I'm like, what the fuck?
I saw it right before I came here.
Hit anybody with a brick for? What the fuck?
Because he was probably drunk. He threw his beer at the car.
I hope he goes to jail and gets fucking raped.
I really do.
No, he won't get shit. Yeah, he'll get 45
he probably
days,
won't, but
and no one will care.
Yeah.
That was a segue, by the way.
Nice. It was good.
Since Rod Stewart wrote the song about the teacher fucking the kid.
Nice. Oh, Maggie May?
Indeed, Maggie May.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like
it's
a
late
little,
September,
cute little
and I really
song.
Should be back at school.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking's writing a children's book.
Awesome.
He's still, I thought he died.
No. He is very much alive.
He's doing like everything.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah.
He's doing everything
God.
A cripple could dream.
He should do porn.
Hang on, guys. Is everyone sitting down?
Oh, no.
Lauren, sit down.
Kind of.
All right.
Hang on to something, because you might just jump out of your chair.
Okay.
Talk about science fiction.
So dumb.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Get it?
Her.
It's pretty bad.
Yep.
Stephen Hawking, author of The Million-Selling A Brief History of Time.
Oh, A Brief History of Time. I love it.
Is writing a middle grade novel.
Okay.
So he's bringing it down to our level.
George's Secret Key to the Universe is what it's going to be called.
What is this, like Harry Potter and the Mystery of the Space-Time Continuum?
On a quantum level.
The story of a young man's computer-driven adventures.
Yes,
course,
it is.
Computer-driven.
Driven by a computer is what he is.
CGA.
Yes.
So it is like his...
Generated... Adventures.
So it's like his childhood as a kid, like his childhood in a fantastical form.
Imagine he was Doc in Back to the Future.
That would be funny. That would be
Marty,
funny.
Marty.
Were they Mexicans or Iraqis? What were they when they were shooting scuds at him?
Libyans. Mexicans or Iraqis?
God,
no.
I haven't seen that movie.
They were Libyans.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
That's what happens
long.
When an Iraqi and a Mexican have a child. It becomes a Libyan.
They were the Libyans, dick. Yeah, that's like a movie like.
The Libyans!
Yeah, it's like the quote of like.
I forgot.
Know.
I haven't seen that movie.
The
so
Mexicans!
Long. Yeah. It looked like a bunch of Mexicans in the, just with beanies on.
Mariachi band. There's just a bunch of guys.
Yay, paipa. Ape.
Marty. Marty.
Put the Libyans in.
From use pinball machine
21 gigawatts.
21 gigawatts.
What?
The Libyans.
Sound like you said Caribbeans.
Sound like you said Plebeians.
Oh, mom's home.
Whoa,
mommy's home.
Oh, mother has arrived.
Barley.
They found me.
Wow. What, is he running out of power?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
What the fuck?
There's that word again.
It's batteries running
out. They found me.
Wow.
Okay.
Really running out of juice.
Microsoft Sam over here.
They should have Microsoft, what's his name?
Doc Brown?
No.
Microsoft Stephen
about.
Hawking?
Yeah.
Microsoft
Hawking.
One of them sounds kind of like him.
Yeah.
I think it's like Melvin or something.
I only have the one that whatever comes
on
the computer.
Microsoft Gabber?
Maybe.
Remember Son of the Beach? They had the Stephen Hawking guy. That fucking show was funny. Oh man, I was.
Yeah, what happened to all those other shows he was gonna do?
Stern.
Was he gonna do like a cartoon show based around the end of the world?
It was. It's all Jew lies.
Okay.
One of the many
Jew
things.
Lies.
One of the many Jew lies. I'm hip to them. We get newsletters.
Yeah.
All we're the
gonna,
lies.
We're
Jews
lie.
Letters actually.
We're gonna lie about this week.
Who was in True Lies again?
Lies and the lying Jews
Arnold's,
that tell them.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and that hermaphrodite.
Curtis. Okay, yeah.
Tom Arnold.
So who will we replace in Jew lies?
Well, we
Holocaust
get,
victims.
We can get no, rid of the hermaphrodite.
Wow.
Victims.
Well, supposedly she has a penis.
Okay.
I remember me and Steve. Steve actually just brought this up the other day. We were in Freehold Mall.
Oh, no.
And
was he making
I
a
see
video?
This old couple, like, they were staring at us, kind of.
I bet they were.
Whatever. Maybe they're just looking our direction, but I always take it as staring. And I'm like, they look like Jews. I'm like, I bet they were in the Holocaust. Walked by, had tattoos on their fucking forearms.
Nice.
Of course.
Stop. Uh-huh.
I swear to God, no lie. We're
well,
Freehold.
All right, the other day.
And did Steve automatically shit right after that?
On our way to Long Island last week, somebody.
No, it's Long Island.
Long Island. Somebody got in front of us and was driving very poorly, and they were trying to merge, signaling where you don't really have to signal. It's just a lane that kind of ends.
Yeah.
And they were just driving so poorly. When we got about half a car length behind them, I said, "Is it an Asian woman?" And it was.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah, I just knew, I don't know
oh,
how
it really
I knew
was.
It.
Yeah,
they are really.
It really was.
I don't understand.
Woman.
How can they be that bad?
Yeah, they're really bad.
How can they really be that bad? Mm-hmm. I was driving down Shrewsbury Avenue that day, going home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This like crappy old BMW in front of me. New York plates, of course.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go off on that in a minute.
Okay.
But,
like the one that's sitting out in the parking lot right now that Lauren drove here?
With New York plates.
Yeah.
What do you have New York plates for?
You have New York plates?
Yeah, kind
of. Uh-oh.
Kind of?
Well, she is Italian.
I don't get it.
Default. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. They're like swerving like in their lane and they're like moving. It's like a two-lane affair, you know, in each direction.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like halfway and then they swerve back. And the car in front of me is like right behind them. And they're like trying to get around them, but it's like double lines. Yeah, I guess they don't want to really pass them. So finally, I get to the other side of the car. And we pull up to a light, and that BMW actually pulled up next to me. It was some, like, he looked like burnt toast. I don't know. Black? I don't know what he was. But I could see he's asking me for directions. I just had my music on, like, 20. Was, you know, some blaring metal shit. And I was just like, I don't know. I just drove off. Like,
sorry, can't help you. Not from around this country.
No, I hate people from New York. Die. Die. Don't come here. I hate you. Die.
This is a good one. I'm sitting out at Wawa taking my last break before I had to head back to the office today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy just comes out of nowhere. Just really nice guy. You know, like, hey, can you tell me where the local post office is? And I'm like, okay.
You're looking
and
at him.
She just said no.
And one of the guys.
Who makes you think I would know?
And the guy next to me is standing there, and he just kind of closes his door real quick. Mm. And I'm like, fuck, I got to talk to him. So I go over, and I'm like, well, you make the left on West, and I could just hear through the window. He opens a crack, and he goes, right, stupid. And and I'm like, oh, yeah, make a right. I'm really good with directions. You make the right, and then you go all the way down the Broad, and you make the left, and walk all the way down the Broad, and you'll get to the place. And he was like, okay, great. And he walked off. And my buddy, he just opens the door. He's dying laughing. He's like, do you do that every day? Like, I have to, like, every time I see you tell me about directions, and you just fuck people up. And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Because the last time I did it, I had the guy circling around. He pretty much came back to Wawa to yell at me.
Benny, go home.
See, this is a situation. Yeah. This is a situation Steve and I talk about from time to time is when you don't want to help somebody, especially in our line of work, who says they are in a rush. I work at a grocery store. Guess what? You don't come into a grocery store when you're in a rush. You go to a convenience store when you're in a rush. Mm. Okay, you're not going to get out as quickly as you think you are. All right, this is what happened to me today.
Oh, no.
Woman comes up to me, and I can just tell by the look on her face she's going to be a problem. She comes up to me and she's got a basket.
Was she wearing a yarmulke? Like,
no. She has a little.
Chewed down on the back of it.
She'll appreciate that, Steve.
just a question.
She has a tote in her hand and she says to me, where can I find some English muffins? And I said, we have a display in the entranceway, or you can go to aisle 25. She was in the exact middle of the store when she asked me this. So she basically looked both ways and tried to calculate which was the shortest distance. I said, but the way I said it was like, if there's no more in the entrance, so we have them in aisle 25.
Right.
So she looked at me as if, well, if I go back to the entranceway and there's none there, that means I have to walk all the way back to the other side of the store to get them. So she kind of had to take like a 50-50, which would be better. And then she walked away like five paces, turned back around and asked me again and said, I'm in a hurry. Like, you're wasting fucking time right now doing this to begin with.
She could have gone there and back.
Just go. Just go.
You should have just screamed and just told her.
I was angry at that point, and I just said, we have them in the store somewhere. You'll have to find them.
No.
I really couldn't do anything else. I'm sorry. I told you two places where they're going to be, and you were not happy with either of your options.
The worst one, my job is when I have to mail stuff out. And like it's not my day off, and I have to, and I'm in the office. Like, you know, I just started my day. I'm just about the clock in. I got like, you know, the office just turned on. The outside's on, and there's a fucking line already. And I have like 15 minutes to like get all this stuff set up. Mm-hmm. And there's like an old woman behind me, and I'm the next person up. And she's like, "Well, don't you have to work? Why can't you ship this out yourself?"
Wow.
And I'm like, because I deliver the mail. I don't fucking circulate the mail. And I'm like, I don't know. I have to pay just like you do. Yeah. She's like, well, I thought you got like a discount that you work here. And it's like, like, honey, we don't get discounts.
Wow.
I just got to pay as much as you do.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. And she's like, why is there such a big line at 8 o'clock in the morning? And I'm like,
well, duh.
I'm like, what are you getting? And she's like, well, I have to get stamps. And I'm like, well, you can go right outside in the vestibule and buy through the machines. And she's like, oh
I
really?
Don't like those machines.
No, she's like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. I tried one of those, and they took my money and never got stamps. And I'm like,
that's a lie.
I'm like, well, you should try it again.
That's a lie.
There's another example of something that happened to me today. I was doing something very important when this customer decided to bother me. I was deciding what we were going to eat for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And
I'm standing over with another employee. We're over by this counter that is away from the registers. Right. And we're deciding, like, well, what the hell we're going to get for dinner. So we're going through the menus, and this woman, I just hear, oh, excuse me. And I'm like, oh. So I turn around, and I look. I'm like, yes, can I help you? And she's like, oh, are any of these registers open? And I'm like,
no.
2 and 3 are open. And the self-checkout. That's it. Oh, well, can you get someone over here? I want someone to do this for me. I'm like, okay, we have normal registers. You just put your stuff up on the belt. Like, she wanted someone to take everything out of her cart and do everything for her while she stood there. She was just
decrepit and old.
A generic older woman, in her, like, 60s. I'm just like, you know what? I'm like, you really have to just evaluate your life.
Bullet to the brain, miss.
And just say, do I really need to go on anymore?
No, you don't. That's all they do is just they ride around and consume things.
Yeah,
that's it.
They make other people's lives
miserable.
They're
like Pac-Man.
Just by existing. You have to look at, like, are you important enough to exist? No. Do you help anybody? No. Do you make people angry? Yes.
They just collect Social Security and go from business establishment to business establishment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Vaughn.
Well, sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No,
I told
my
mother whenever she goes in there because she shops in Pathmark.
Uh-huh.
And I told her never to bother you. I said, because she knows who you are.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, don't ever bother him because you're...
No, I'll help people out.
Well,
because
my mother's like, oh, I'm just going to go and ask him stupid questions about you guys in the show. And I'm like, no, don't bother, please. I'm like, I don't think he wants to be bugged about the show in the middle of his work day.
At work.
Oh, so I'll do whatever. I don't care. As long as she's not some stupid, you know, invalid who doesn't.
No, my mother's not an invalid yet. No.
Yeah, and you got that horrible senior complex right next to your shopping center.
That's just the worst.
Two of them.
Well, the one down further, they come from.
It's like birth and death. You got the senior complex, and you got fucking Chuck E. Cheese at the end of the place.
There's a time zone where they all come in, and there's a day of the month when they all come in when they get their checks, where it's the worst, and they usually hover around like two to four, and that's like the big time frame for when they're here.
Yeah,
and it's the worst. I hate that part of the day more than anything else because they are the most annoying people. They are all, they're just. They resent being old, and they want to make you feel bad that they're old.
Or they want to make you feel miserable because you're so young and you can do all this shit, and they can't. Yeah.
It's one thing when they're funny about it and they say, like, oh, you know, don't get old, when they can't take their change out of their purse or whatever, you know, because they can't move their hands. But when they're actually just being nasty for no reason whatsoever, other than the fact that they know that they're going to die soon.
You know, the worst thing, I think, is the crazy people that come in the stores like that. Like when I used to work at Barnes & Noble, right?
Yeah.
There was this woman we used to call the Lady in White. She'd come in
Lady in White?
Well, because she dressed in white, head to toe, gloves on, white shoes, white dress, the same thing every day.
We have nicknames for countless customers.
But the thing is, it's like she didn't change her clothes.
Uh-huh.
She must have just washed them the next day or took them off and made sure that they were clean somehow.
I doubt it.
Because they never got dirty.
No, she could have had many different
pairs
of them.
But she'd walk from wherever she was up the 35.
Yeah.
All the way up 35 to the bookstore. She'd sit in our book and like get some books and sit and read. Then she'd wait for like the longest line to show up in the cafe and wait at the very end and just mumble to herself.
Oh,
like
so
a
just
maniac.
So she could complain?
Mm. No. She just mumbled to herself, and then once she got up there and she got what she ordered what she wanted. If she had to wait, like if somebody was taking care of somebody else or something like that, you know, it's getting real busy, and she's like, and she just looks at you like fucking dead stare eye, like just fucking not, like shooting daggers at you, and like you ask what she wants, and she automatically just like, if it's not the right way of saying it, because like some of us have
she even gets mad at that
like,
shit.
Then she just could be completely like downtrodden and angry at you. It's like, what the fuck? Did I just kill your kid?
I got a random question.
What?
Is the homeless... We called him the monkey guy. He was a black guy. He was a homeless guy in Red Bank. And he would walk around. He was fucking crazy. He'd be wearing like this like old beat up kind of starter jacket type thing.
I think
it was fucking
a navy jacket.
Filthy. And he walks around.
What,
and
a limp?
He's always wiping stuff off of him. And he goes, goddamn monkeys. Goddamn monkeys.
There's a guy who sits in the corner of Broad and Monmouth. Every day, right in front of that, paper shop, the news shop right there, he'd stand right there. He walks like I don't know where the hell he lives because he's not poor. He's just he's got to be crazy because he gets his somebody takes care of him
because he's always clean. He's always clean shaven.
Wow.
His hair is always well taken care of. He's not a must.
Was that Lauren?
But he always stands. He'll stand in there and he'll be wearing a full down overcoat, full down jacket in the middle of summer. And
that always bothers me.
And it's like, are you fucking crazy?
I hate that shit.
And it's like he just stands there and looks at people as they're walking past or walking around. Just like eyeballing, like he's like a human camera.
We had a fellow with Down syndrome that worked with us in Pizza Hut. Who shared?
You definitely did.
Who shared a name with somebody in this room?
Oh, really? His name was Lauren.
Yes,
it wasn't Vaughn.
And
Beav.
He had so much clothes to put on before he left.
Wow.
And it was like he was wearing his uniform, and so he had a T-shirt, like a polo, his pants, and his apron, which he kept on. And then he would put, like, a cardigan vest on. And then sometimes he would have another, like, kind of like a down vest. a downs vest. And then he had a whole, like, winter coat he would put on. And then he put on a scarf. And then he put on a wool hat. In June.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wore all that to work. Yeah. And he would put it on, and he would leave with it.
That was just padding in case, like,
in case
he
got beaten.
It would take him. He was like the kid in the Christmas story.
Oh God!
I can't move my arm
perpetually.
That way, can't move my arm.
I put my arm down.
Can't generate brain cells.
What is, wow! There's a guy, and there's also another.
I need another chromosome.
There's another guy. There's another crazy guy in Red Bank. He lives in the Westboro. He's delivered mail to him tons of times. And he used to yell at the mailman when they come through the door.
Yeah.
He'd run out of the door and just be like, mail! And just like, what the fuck?
This is a Homer?
Out of nowhere. But he wears like a pair of like old shitty shoes, shitty clothes. He's fucking mental. Like big glasses, kind of looks retarded.
Yeah.
And he's got like a hat that's kind of a hat, half a box. It's like, I guess, I don't know what happened to the half of the hat. Because he found it, and I guess he glued,
taped. Yeah, it's my boxing hat.
Well, he taped, and it's like brown paper bag. It's like he taped it and everything out to make it look like a hat, and he wears it all the time.
On.
And he'll walk from area to area, and he'll go through the garbage cans on Broad, you know, scourging through them. Because he'll have like one of those little carts, and he'll pull whatever he thinks is decent or whatever he thinks is useful, and he'll put it in the cart. He'll go through like 7-Eleven's garbage and everybody else's garbage in the area.
We have to make a Vaughn dictionary.
What?
Scourging.
It's a combination of scouring and scavenging.
Or foraging.
Be. Do you remember the scour exchange?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Anyway. I've been told I have very good a way of putting together words.
You do.
I
have Except very for good simple way. Words.
My biggest critic said it was a very nice way of doing things.
It is.
I guess so.
It's
so
interesting.
If Ben don't likes it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Ooh.
What's the only
love
good
affair here.
It's that, and I'm going to still hate him.
Vendo Steel.
I was going to say, along the lines of the having nicknames for customers at places like this where a lot of people come into, we have the regulars.
Jew couple?
Kind of.
Remember
No,
that?
We have things like the face lady and the cat lady. Like
ugliest woman in the world.
Like this. Ugliest woman in the world. That's
wow.
Believe it or not. That's only shared by a couple people at the store, but
and I think that really is accurate. I don't think there could be another woman uglier than that woman.
He's seen her. He knows who she is.
She worked at the Wendy's.
There are a number of customers whom we only refer to by their first name, and those people have the honor of being banned from the store by us. Not like we called the police. And they actually made it so they can't come in.
What? You actually have people that you won't allow in the store.
Yes.
Like, they come in, and you're just like, no, you have to leave.
Yes.
What could you possibly do
in
a food store aside from killing something?
Well, a lot of them steal, and
all right, we'll steal
it's not, like, enough to call the cops to get them into
like
kind of trouble
Snickers
for.
So, like, a Snickers bar?
But it's like they're kind of a borderline mentality. Where you can tell them to do something and they'll leave, but they'll keep coming back gradually, and they'll look to see if that person is there because they think they can get in trouble.
So you have to kind of say, like, all right, I won't call the cops.
Exactly.
You're not coming back ever again.
But there are some of them there. But recently we did have to call one. There is a guy who comes into our store.
Yeah.
He is a transvestite. And
really?
He has
sexy
AIDS.
Wait.
Is he very tall?
Is it the guy I'm thinking of? Is it?
You probably know who he is.
Black wig?
No, not a
linebacker guy?
No.
He's a black.
Completely. He's just.
An old black
guy.
He
was so feminine. Like, yes. You could almost mistake him for
okay, I'm thinking of someone else.
But he's very tall. Shim. Yeah. He's very tall.
There was one that used to come into Pizza Hut, and it was...
A shim?
No, it was a him.
Okay.
Blind? It was a him with a fucking wig. Like, it was, like, the worst... Like, if you see in, like, a comedy movie where, like, maybe somebody puts on a dress to try to, like... Yeah, like some really bad, like they'll have like
bosom,
you know,
buddies kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, like where they have like oranges in the, in the dress and they just got a bad wig on.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
this man walked around with. And he didn't shave his legs, but he wore stockings.
So he's French.
And it was just huge, huge Adam's apple.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was just a big, like gangly man with a wig and a dress on.
Or if it's, it might, it could be the same guy. Was he going blind?
I don't know. He didn't wear dark glasses.
Did he have a mullet?
No, he wore a wig, a really bad, like Vegas stripper wig.
Okay, no.
Hi, Derek.
I think I know who you're talking about. Because when I worked at Mobile, there was this blind guy with sort of a mullet.
That's him.
And he would walk the same exact, like, paces.
He has to.
And he'd cross over, like, the highway. Like,
that's him.
We had a guy in the bookstore who they called the mullet because he had the longest fucking mullet ever. And he was a hairdresser. And
the irony.
His signature.
Business in the front, party in the back.
His signature.
Oh, I love that expression.
He'd always try to get the kids. He'd always try to get the kids in the store. Like if he met someone he knew that was like a salesperson or a bookseller or whatever.
Yeah.
And he tried to, you know, befriend them and try to get a sale out of it. And they're like, oh, come to my place. I'll cut your hair.
Wow.
And his signature thing was the mullet. Because one of the guys in my office was new. It was like 3 weeks in. Mm. And he's selling books to this guy. He's pretty much getting him books. And he's like, oh, you know, you seem like a good guy. And they're talking and shit like that. Normally, you know, you want to get to know the guy and try to shill him more shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, he's got long hair. And he's like, oh, I really need to get a haircut. And he's like, oh, you should come to my place. And no one told him about the guy. Because no one who was there who usually warns this guy. Because he comes in like almost every day. And he's like, all right, yeah, tell me where you work, and I'll come. And he came. The next day, like maybe like a week later, he comes into work, and it's like he's fucking full-on mullet. It's like just like fucking high flat top, fucking full-on fade in the back, just fucking like loopy. He could have braided the back of it. It was that bad of a look.
Business hardcore in the front, party out the back.
The Kentucky waterfall.
And the one girl who was like dead set, she always like every time he comes into the store, she automatically runs into the bathroom until he leaves.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, my God, you did not go and get a haircut from him, did you? And she's like,
he just gives everybody
like,
a mullet?
He's like, who are you talking about? I'm like, the bald guy with the fucking mullet? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. No way. Completely going nuts. Like, we had a half a body in the store a lot of times. He was only, he had no legs.
Yeah.
Just the hot.
There can only be
torso.
So many of those, so I probably know.
Well, he used to play chess in the cafe with another person. But he used to, some of the people would see him climbing the bookshelves to get to the top because he didn't want to ask people to get books down for him, so he'd climb.
Try to swat him down.
Does he have a skateboard?
No, he'd walk
okay.
on his hands. Maybe if he was on, I don't know if he'd want to grab, when he was in the store because it was all carpeted, he'd walk
Oh, you're talking
hands.
About the guy with no legs?
Yeah, he had no bottom torso at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I saw him, and I know you can't see this in Radio Land, but I'm putting the big quotations up. I saw him jogging. he was wearing gloves, and he was, running down the road.
Oh, my God.
I think I may have seen, I don't know if it was the same person or not, but I've seen.
Did he have a beard?
He wears glasses.
I don't know.
Very
I saw
jacked.
Him from afar, honestly,
yeah,
but he got into his car. And
oh, yeah,
just,
the van?
Like, no, it wasn't the van. It was the car.
Really?
And he was driving, driving away from a
the
bar.
Can you stop that, please?
Wow. Anyway.
I didn't do it.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm getting some sass.
You're going to get air take later.
Goodness.
How can you be vain and be half a person?
I don't know.
I think he was.
I think it's not vanity. I think
it was more dignity.
Proud.
I think he didn't want anybody to help him out. Even though
tough.
He had the guy, he would. Wow, that was
what,
your
what,
fault.
What is that anyway?
Even though
know.
The guy
is
who
it a shotgun.
I hope so.
Even though
she
I think
closes the curtain to the bedroom, and when the air's on, it pushes the curtain outward,
and it pushes
so
the,
it pushes the gate down.
So
but she refuses to like.
Yeah.
Put it in the doorway.
You're scaring the puppy.
But anyway, I saw him drinking and driving.
Oh,
my
God.
That was my point.
Alcohol?
He was coming out of a bar, and he got into his car.
Not like he's
got
to go for.
That's what I was trying to say.
Not like he's got to pee.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I thought I'd dump my bag. I think the guy who used to play chess with him, was like either a caretaker or a friend. You know, so he'd always come in with somebody, but he would never ask the guy to help. You'd always see him climbing fucking shit.
Yeah, that's
and people
the same
and, like newbies, like people who just started that day, walking in and be like, "Holy shit, did you see the half the fucking half guy fucking climb?" I'm like, he does it all the fucking time. And they're like, "Oh my," they almost shit themselves cuz it's like, "What the fuck is that?"
Well, we used to have to help the blind homo with AIDS who came in there. Walk around the store and shop. Eventually,
is that one of those clever names you came up with?
Yes. No, we just call him by his first name, and that's it.
Jacob.
But we just know. We just say his name, and we know who we're talking about.
Fucking over the PA.
And we would have to help him walk around the store, and eventually it got to the point where we were just like, we can't do this. We can't sacrifice a person every time he comes in here off of our front end just to help him walk around and shop.
Yeah.
He has to have somebody come in with him. And eventually they started doing that. But eventually he started coming in again with nobody, and some other bullshit happened, so now he cannot come in the store anymore.
So when you originally said that this can't happen anymore, did they just pin a note on him and
probably,
when he got back to his house, they just read it?
Probably. That would be the easiest
way. Just have him buy all
it.
Kinds of shit he doesn't need.
Yeah.
Or
a coloring book.
Or the guy with that.
A mirror.
Yeah,
a mirror.
You guys have seen the two or three. What is it? You guys have seen
contact
the two
lenses.
You guys have seen the two or three guys with elephantitis, right? Of the face.
Two or three?
What? There's more. They're spawning.
No, I think there's three.
There's only one around here. He's the champion, all right?
I only know of one. I didn't know about this gang of elephant men.
I've seen three. There's one that lives in Kingsburg, I know.
Of course.
That's the only one.
No. Well, there's another guy. There's another guy who's
gang.
Like that guy, he's got like half his face is all elephantitis. There's another guy who's got his whole head is fucking full.
The
like
herd.
Almost purple.
Oh, my God.
And I think the other guy.
What would their gang name be? Lumps.
And I think the other guy's got like weird.
The lumps.
He's got like a like. It's. I don't think it's elephantitis, but I think it was more like a humongous cyst on his neck. So
anyway,
like
you slice
this.
It.
Wait, is he still part of the gang? I've seen that guy.
I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I've
he's
seen
still
that.
I think that guy had throat cancer.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
That's from the chemotherapy.
Yeah,
or something.
I was like that guy. That guy kind of freaked. That guy kind of freaked me out the first time I ever seen him. I was like, holy shit!
Now when you're a lump, you're a lump.
And it's like you don't want to be rude.
He's lump.
You don't want
it's in his neck.
You don't want to be rude and ask the guy like, you know, what the fuck happened, you know? Especially when you're working, you're like,
so what part of Chernobyl are you from?
Yeah, seriously. There are other people though that have been banned from our store. One of them is a peddler.
Fawn.
This woman in a wheelchair. She's just like a
Fawn.
She's just like a bag of bones, basically. She's completely useless. She's
just so good.
She's decaying. Her like face is like all like
melting off.
It looks like it's tearing and melting. Like, it's
Skeletor
she's like a
and shit.
Huge drug addict, and she's a dealer. Apparently, I found out recently. But she comes to the parking lot, and she literally just scoots around on her little motorized cart and pedals to customers, asking for like up to $2 or $3 a piece. And people give him money. So the other night I'm leaving, and I see her. I'm like, oh, God, there she is. Another one, we just call her by her first name. We know who we're talking about. So I call the store.
She panhandles while
she's
shopping? She does,
yeah. No, well, she'll be out in the parking lot, and she'll get some money, and then she won't come into the store always. Sometimes she'll just go back home. But anyway, so I call back into the store. I'm like, oh, you know, that so-and-so is outside the parking lot peddling again. And the woman who's run the front end, she's like, oh, I'll be right out there. Because she can't stand her to begin with.
Yeah.
So she runs out and she just tells, she's like, get out of here. I'm going to call the cops. And she yells at the customer. She's like, don't give her any money. Because all she's doing is just for drugs and shit.
The
woman's going to die in like probably another couple months.
The worst is that there's
is it
a
the snake lady?
No.
There's a couple people in there's a couple of people in Red Bank that,
no,
snake lady's
still
that,
here,
have, that have scams, right? Have shams. You
yeah.
Know, they fun. There's this one girl who's about our age, right? But she must be a fucking drug addict because she's all fucked up.
Okay.
And she's always hanging out either in Westboro or any part of Red Bank. Most of the time I see her late at night on like at Wawa or like any place where you get food real quick, Wawa, 7-Eleven. And she's asking for money. If anybody comes out, she's like, you got an extra buck I can borrow? You know, it's like
borrow. No. I gotta give it back to you at some point.
Yeah, she's like, and it's like, you know, some people are dumb. They'll fucking give her, like, they're just coming out and they're like, they got change in their pocket. They got any change or anything and they'll give it to her. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, you just saw her in the place 2 minutes ago buying something and she's drinking it. And you're like, And yeah. there's a woman who actually drives around. She lives in, I think she lives in the Westboro, and she drives around all day and stops. If she sees somebody on the street, she'll pull the car over. She'll ask them to come. She'll be like, I need to get out of town, but I don't have any money for gas. Can you, like, let me borrow, like, $10? And it's like, one of the guys in my office actually fell for it and actually gave her, like, $10.
Fell for it? How do you even?
Because he felt bad because she's got two kids in the back of the car. She's trying to get out of town. She probably, you know, he doesn't know.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
But I'm like, and I told him, I was like, dude, I used to see her, like, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
She's driving, like, a station wagon, this old, haggard old woman.
Yeah,
you know, she's got to be like around my mother's age, you know, and these kids got to be like
haggard old woman around my mother's age.
Well, no, she's like my mother. You know, she's like in her late 40s.
Okay,
you know,
haggard
she's got
old
these two
woman.
Little whatever.
It's all right.
The crust punks in Red Bank used to be pretty bad.
Yeah,
they still are, but there's not as many.
Yeah,
there's
only
like,
none.
There's that one. I don't know. If you told me that one big kid who's always walking around with the bulldog. You ever see him?
Is his name Davey Boy Smith?
I don't know. But he's always walking around a dog. He's always got a dog on him. There's always a shitload of crust punks, but there's not many that... A lot of the hippies have moved out. A lot of the hippies have moved on.
A lot of everything.
Yeah, which is very nice. But it's still filled with kids. You still want to fucking run, use your car as a plow and hit these kids in front of Starbucks and... What the fuck else?
Where's the Wawa in Red Bank? Rich wants to know.
Wawa in Red Bank is right next
to
the Galleria.
Bridge Avenue. Oh, yeah.
Bridge in North Bridge in Front Street.
It's funny you bring up the Snake Lady because I hadn't seen her. The
Snake Lady
is a woman who lives in our little town here. And as far as I'm informed, she's some kind of semi-retarded prostitute.
Get her my number.
Well, that's what I know. That's what I've been told.
Kidding.
But anyway, I think she still lives in the exact same area because I see her every now and then on my way to work.
Yeah.
And if you say anything to her, if you make a comment, that's why we call her the snake.
I absolutely hate, he was just saying, the cross punks at Red Bank.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate them because they just don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in front of Einstein's or any of those fucking, Manhattan Bagel, they sit in front of the place, they sit in front of any of the parks, and you're just like, get a fucking job, what are you doing?
Anywhere they can get bagels
and
cheap.
And they're still in, middle school, kind of mentality, so they're asking for, quarters, quarter.
What the fuck
are you going to get with a quarter?
They bug you with that, but the thing is, it's like all the kids that roam around that town, all the high school kids, the early 20-year-old kids, kids can't get into the bars yet. They look up to those kids and they're kids that are our age now. They pretty much grew up in that town around the time we were going to high school.
Yeah.
And they were probably going to high school in Kingsburg, Red Bank High, or they're even going probably to the Catholic school.
Yeah.
And they just these crusty, nasty looking punks. They just wear the same shit because it's just their whole ID. It's their whole tag. It's I'm going to look like this.
Are they on their way to being homeless or something?
No, they live in Red Bank. Their parents must be decent where they can not have
most
to work.
Of them actually have a lot of money.
Yeah.
There was a guy we knew, Homeless Mike. He was far from homeless.
He actually
had a very nice house. And he had a car. And he had a cell phone.
Everyone's
that guy's homeless. And he's like, hang on a second. Hello?
There's this one chick. I see her at hardcore shows every once in a while. She's a crust punk in Red Bank. And her parents are well off. And she if she actually gave a fuck, she'd actually look decent. But no, because she doesn't. She's her hair's all fucking napped out. And she doesn't wash. She wears the same shit.
Appealing.
And it's she drives around in the Benz. And you're like, what the fuck? See her dumbass head in this car. And you're like, is the seat rotting as she's sitting in it? Are you
it's SLC Punk. That's exactly what it is.
Basically.
It's like, oh my God,
that's
I want to
exactly
kill somebody.
They saw
and then, when,
Punk,
I see,
like, wow,
and then
cool.
when I see her at hardcore shows or like... Or,
just replace Ronald Reagan with George Bush.
Yeah. If I see her at hardcore shows or grindcore shows, I'm like, I just can't wait until she walks into the pit and gets slugged. Because she always does. Because she's always like, oh, hey. Boom! And she's like, oh, on the floor. Nice. And she's screaming. And we have to, they have to stop the fucking show to clear her out, because they have to move. Because she's sitting there crying. You can
Big
hear
deal.
Her, like a.
Does she think she has Paris Hilton?
She got shot or something.
She's a medical condition. She's crying.
They have to drag her out, and it's like I've had to play security guard for those shows. Yeah. I just want to be fuck no, I let her die, let her die, and the guy's like, no, I'm gonna get sued. You have to somehow. I'm like, dude. I'm waiting until the song's over. Fuck that. No, I'm not getting these. I'm not moving. These guys are going to hit me. And it's all guys you know, maybe like 100 pounds heavier than me or Derek.
Wow.
You know, like probably
some serious weight here now.
Probably
pal.
Like 3 bills.
That's some serious poundage.
I like how everyone picked up my three bill thing.
What's three that? Bones?
Oh, the bills? You've been doing that for a while.
Three bones? Yeah.
3 bucks.
They're they're fucking, you know, in their
the bucks are if you're speeding. Like you're doing like $1.50 on the parkway. Yeah.
I like using the
score like $1.20.
It's either kids that are like paper thin or fucking massive.
All right, enough.
Massive.
And you're like, what is this? Like I don't want to get in there. No, I'll hurt. I'll get hurt somehow. Either a fist or a gut will punch me out. I don't know.
Both.
What do you think about that, Lauren?
Fat punk will swallow a skinny punk and he'll punch you through his belly.
You got a hardcore shows there, Lauren?
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
You're not going to crazy. Deco?
Yeah. Well, that was a one-time thing. That was actually my first time at Deco.
Never again.
No,
well,
never
you know, Gab
ever
or Rich
again.
Can take you to a bunch of shows.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, all Gabber shows.
You can have your dates.
Anyway, hardcore shows are kind of crazy.
Gay?
I love them.
Yeah, gay is the word.
Shut
and
up.
I absolutely hate when these little assholes just make the circle pits and they do the dances in the center of the circle
Love
pit.
It.
It's so meaningless. I can't even deal
with
it.
It's called gay is what it's called.
It's just annoying.
Oh, shut up. What do you do?
It's called
gay.
You sit there and mope and pull on your chin.
Mope.
No, it's just gay.
But like he could stick his fist out and any one of those kids would be on the floor.
It's just, no. Hardcore is gay. Yeah,
no, there's a
hardcore
lot of guys
dancing, hardcore music, hardcore culture
why
is gay.
Why are they dancing
hardcore
like
dancing,
that?
Because
they're retarded.
When they start like spinning their arms around and just throwing
kicks. They're not hitting anybody. They're just acting.
Well, they want to hit somebody.
But they don't.
No,
that's
they're making
point.
Sure
well, no,
that they're not hitting
that's
anyone.
That's the thing. When
hence
you,
the circle.
Well, when you're doing circle stuff, it's fun because everybody's running around. And usually you're going to get beat up. Somebody's going to fall.
That's the point.
But the thing is, when you see hardcore shows, you see everybody like this. Like everybody puts out one fist or two fists. To make sure that the guy has at least a length.
Yeah.
So he's not going to, when he does swing, at least you have like your fist out. So when you have that length out there, and it just sucks because the whole damn show, like a 2 hour, 3 hour show, you know, 10 bands, you're sitting there like this. Fucking, you get done, your fucking arms are sore.
What's the point? Like, some retarded kid with no coordination doing kung fu.
I think
it looks like.
I think the funniest ones are when the girls get out there and they try to do it.
God.
And there's a guy gets way too close or like
well, the funny part is when a girl goes out there and beats up a guy.
No, I'm just going
to
say
that.
The guy, like this one guy, who was at a show in Kingsburg.
Indigestion there?
Yeah, I just fucking had the burp.
It's Kingsburg anyway. Kingsburg.
I know you say that all the time.
Kingsburg.
He's one of those.
There's nothing royal about that town.
Except for the
nothing
sewage.
Noble.
Fucking royal flush. That's
okay.
Go ahead. I have a little Kingsburg story after this.
I'm in a show, and we're all sitting there, and you see this girl. She's just going at it, you know, just fucking arms flailing, everything. This kid, he just kind of does a backflip, and he lands in the air, and he starts going nuts, and he elbows her in the head, like at the top of the head, because her head was down. She just went into a trace and jumped on him like a fucking, like
went
a
to
wolf.
A what?
Like a trance. When I say trance, I meant trance.
Okay.
And jumped on him like a fucking, like a badger. Started beating a living
badger.
Shit. Started beating a living shit.
She was badgering me.
They had to stop the band. The band had to stop mid-song because they couldn't get her off of him. Because she was like clawing and fucking pulling shit.
Yeah. It's so queer.
And
it is.
The
don't be there if you can't handle it.
And the guy, the kid was trying. He was trying to get her the fuck off.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't get off. And they had to pull them both out and pull them out into the street and actually separate them. And actually kick her out of the place. Cause,
that's awful.
You know, it's like, you know, he didn't mean it. And he just didn't see her. And he just kind of dunked her on the top of the head, and she just went balls out ape shit. And he had three or four big gashes in his face because she was just clawing his face.
Nice.
And he was bleeding. It looked like he was crying, but it was all blood.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
And it was fucked up. And this is the kind of kid that you see. He'd do like backflips and somersaults and all this other shit. And you're like, what are you fucking doing? You can't even clear the roof. You're going to fucking take your shoes off with it.
I'm going to go like this. And if you get hit, it's your fault for not moving.
Yeah.
We have an expert on the line.
Oh, Gabber?
Gabber Rich. Richie What's up, Rich?
Have any of you ever been to a hardcore show?
Who, me?
Any of you?
I've not.
I've seen hardcore bands, yeah. Well, it depends. There's a lot of hardcore. I mean, it depends what. Old or new, I don't know.
I've been to a lot of.
I know
I've seen newer
has.
Shit.
I've been.
And I'm sure Vaughn.
Well, Vaughn goes to like the. You go to like the weird shows like in churches and shit.
I go to local shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually supporting friends. and friends band.
Yeah, like some kind of weird, like, what do they call them? The Kings, whatever. The
what?
Knights of Columbus shows like, all them.
Yeah, the last show I went to, I was supposed to go to Show Sunday, but I totally forgot. I totally slept it through because I was fucking hungover. And I was supposed to see a couple of bands, a couple of guys that I knew. But most of the time, you'd see like Knights of Columbus or like Irish Hall, you know, like the fucking like the little places where they can, you know, they can they can sell it out for $5 a head and have people come and have like 10 bands play over like 5 hours. You know,
where do you go, Rich?
Where do I go?
Yeah.
Well, I used to go to Chrome when it was still open.
Oh, Chrome.
Then Club Benet too. Was not gonna play. The one on 9.
Mm. Yeah.
Hell is that?
Whatever that was.
Wasn't that Club Chrome? Was used to be Benet.
That was Chrome and Benet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then I can't remember the hell of one on the Route 9. But I don't really go to shows anymore because they all kind of
suck. Eh.
They don't suck, but I don't really like the people that go anymore.
Understandable.
You tear it up there? Did you used to tear it up?
I did a little bit.
Yeah? Getting fights and shit?
No fights.
No?
You have to know who to stay away from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually the big guys with a swastika on their head.
Yeah.
Stay away from them.
I don't see a lot of that, though.
They have FSU. That's the opposite.
Yeah, fuck shit up.
That's why hardcore is gay now, because they have those idiots.
They
just beat a kid to death in Asbury, because his friend had a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt with a Confederate flag on it.
Wow.
There was a hardcore show. It was like an old-school hardcore show, and FSU is, FSC is fuck shit up.
No, you.
You,
FSU. Friends stand united
or fuck shit up.
Depending who you ask.
And they don't take very kindly to anything that's kind of, even though.
Vaguely racist.
Yeah. Because they're trying to, because back in the day, that group was known for cleaning up the scene from the.
Started in Boston, I think.
Yeah, from the racism, from all the racism that was going to the shows.
Mm. Yeah.
But nowadays, just anything that's sort of racist, they automatically will. And they beat the shit out of the kid.
That sounds like genocide to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like, is it music or is it like warfare?
You know what it is? It's cry for attention.
Yeah.
It really is. It's sad.
See, now I heard a different story about that.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, I don't have an inside track. That's just like the newspaper kind of like, but I can understand
that. You read the Asbury Park Press.
Yeah. But I don't put it past them to be that gay.
Wait, what are you
that's
reading?
That's the kind of people they are.
What are you reading? The Independent?
Well, I don't read. I hear things.
He don't read.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always good.
What
I heard is that the kid had like a complete like Confederate flag shirt on.
Yeah, that's okay.
And he went up to one of the guys that was like the head of FSU.
Okay.
And he was like, "What are you going to do about this?"
Well,
so he basically brought it upon himself.
Well, what I heard,
but that gives him the right to
do
kill
about
him,
this?
Though. He just basically gave up his life.
Are going
to
kill you?
Well, the thing is that the guy left. The guy left the club, and one of the guys followed him out. Punched him in the back of the head. He landed on the ground on the curb, and the way he landed, killed him.
Yeah,
okay.
He hit him so hard.
Yeah, I heard he punched him. I heard he punched him with knucks too, and that supposedly what killed him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I didn't hear anything about that. What I was told
that's
was
just what I heard. Though.
What I was told was that the guy came up to him and you know automatically started with him, like what the fuck you doing? Why you got this shit? You know, like automatically going off on him.
Yeah.
And it's like oh shit. So the kid tried to leave. And the kid kept following him out, and no one was stopping it because they thought it was just something stupid.
Yeah.
And the kid, you know, clocked him in the back of the head, and the way he fell, fucked and killed him. You know, and they supposedly got somebody. Supposedly
some
they arrested
34-year-old guy from Brooklyn.
Yeah, some 34-year-old tattoo artist from Brooklyn. Actually, yeah,
naturally,
it looked like some mother, I think. Yeah, it was just I haven't heard anything since from that. Actually, that's the last thing I heard was when they arrested the guy.
Yeah, that's all I know too.
See, that's the thing that you have to do your research before you go to shows to see what crews are going to be there, so you don't do anything to offend them.
The thing is, I'm not going to walk in with a Confederate flag on me. I'm not fucking like that shit. Anyway, I don't really go to I go to mixed shows. I'm not going to go to a typical old school show around here. I'm not really up for getting my ass kicked by guys like Craig.
Yeah, right. We'll get you a Johnny Rebel t-shirt. You can go down there.
That's the thing. I shouldn't feel like I should have to consult Schwarzenegger to, like, you know, let me get your artillery from Commando to let me go and enjoy a music show.
Like, a lot of the shows I go to are more, like, death metal and grindcore stuff nowadays.
I mean, like, I've been to some really, like, extreme metal shows, and, like, they're the coolest people ever, and you'd swear these people are straight from prison. They've probably killed somebody on the way. And you bump in, like, oh, excuse me. You know, like the nicest
they
people. You go in a pit, everybody's cool. And that's why I don't like, I can't understand the contrast.
There's a certain leveling because they
there's probably a certain level of
intelligence.
Intelligence, yeah.
Quite
it's
honestly.
It's also like a weird family aspect. They're like nobody really wants to. That's why when somebody actually does go ape shit and starts beating up somebody.
Obviously.
Like what I was telling with that girl, like she, you knew she was like, it was just, she was not, like no one else knew who she was. I think she was with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was like, even like, oh, I'm not fucking doing nothing with this. I'm not trying anything.
It's a difference between when the shit hits the fans and when shit is just spraying from the fans.
No, but like 2 hours later, there's another
the fans
band.
Are made of shit.
There's another basically, band playing. Yeah. There's another band playing called Waking the Cadaver. I don't know if you guys ever heard.
Yeah,
of
it. Yeah, actually, Kid at Work talks about them all the time.
Fucking awesome. I love them. I can't wait the record comes out.
I went to school with the singer.
What?
I used to work with the singer in school.
Yeah? Yeah, he's fucking crazy. I've talked to him a lot. But when they were playing, you know, kids are sitting there bouncing off each other. A kid straight out cold cocked another kid, landed him on the ground. Everybody freaked out, grabbed him, picked him up, made sure he was okay. And it's like nothing. Like, no one, like, everybody's sitting there dancing and stuff like that. They're all, like, having fun. Mm. Like, before, like, two bands before, the girl went nuts. And everybody was trying to separate him. And, like, you just couldn't get her off. It wasn't like it was intentional. Like, he just cocked him right in the face. He landed. And, like, two or three people tried to grab him before he hit his head.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, everybody was, like, up this, and trying to make sure he's moving around.
This doesn't sound like fun at all.
It doesn't really matter, like, what kind of music you listen to. Whatever show you go to, like, now, I've seen people come out of.
Congratulations.
Oh,
you've been selected to.
Lauren, you just won an iPod Nano.
So
congratulations.
Excited.
What were you saying before you got interrupted?
I was saying that I went to see Catch 22 not too long ago, and I saw people walking out.
I love that book.
I
fucking hate that band.
Come on. I saw people walking out of the pit, like, with bloody noses and, like, black eyes, and it's Catch 22.
They
like,
all
want to
feel tough.
One of the roughest shows I've been to was Primus.
Yeah.
Primus I almost got killed several times at Primus. They're fucking animals.
Angry.
And I went to a Social D show, and that was pretty fucking bad. I went to Social D at the Electric Factory in Philly.
I could see how that could be bad,
and
though.
And Carly almost died. Like, she all of a sudden, she was just like, oh, my God, I have to leave her. I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Like, she couldn't breathe and stuff. It was just so ruckus.
The Boston's were fucking hardcore shows.
Yeah, I only saw them at the Warped Tour.
I saw them once by themselves right near the end, and it was just like, even if they were doing more of the commercial stuff, you still had kids in full-on plaid, like, beating the shit, escape. Like, you know, there's everybody still playing. But then when they get into the heavier songs or the faster songs, people just circling and just going nuts.
Yeah.
But everybody's getting along. Everybody's having fun. You know, if somebody falls or somebody loses a shoe, you know, somebody loses a Doc Martin, it's like it's either it either gets picked up and handed to the guy or thrown to the other side of the place.
Either way, it's fun.
I went to a festival not too long ago. I went to Bamboozle. And it was like 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., right? And all day it was just me and the emos. Like all day. All the emo kids, right? Just the same kids.
You fit
kids.
Right in with those glasses.
I know.
Stop.
The Elmos.
Elmos.
Just the same kids in every circle pit. I don't know how they got there. It was so awful. It was just always the same kids. Every band we went to see, always the same kids starting the stupid circle pit.
Like, the worst are those all-day festivals, like Warped Tour and Bamboozle, because it's just, like, especially Warped Tour. Warped Tour just turns out to, like, be a complete, like, pigsty by the end of the night.
Yeah, Warped Tour,
if
I'm
you
done
stayed,
with that.
If you stayed,
it's a pigsty when it starts. Look at the people
gonna
go.
I'm probably going to go again this year just for the fun of it.
No, there's no fun.
It is kind of fun.
It's horrible.
Because you kind of just become the mentality of just causing enough trouble for everybody around you.
You know what show I'm going to go to?
What?
Rush. Me and Rich.
Yeah, going to
There's
going to
be
That's
a
right.
huge pit.
Actually, I'm going,
yeah.
I'm going
to
see,
right in the middle of all the seats.
Yep.
Get at least pit stains.
The band pit. That's about it.
Yeah. In July, I'm going to the camp out Starland. It's a big ska show.
Really?
Like,
are you still there, Rich?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
It's,
just checking.
What is it? It's like Real Big Fish, Streetline Manifesto.
Real Big Fish? It's
big,
still alive? Bad
voodoo
less
daddy.
Than,
you know, no, like Less Than Jake.
Oh, my God.
Against All Authority.
Wow, Less Than
Triple A, yeah. They're like,
wait,
the
what is the name of the show?
The camp out.
Okay.
In Starland. It's like the second year they did it. It's like the big ska show they do every year.
It's at
the
Starland?
Only ska show.
They do this
in
the parking lot. Yeah. It's in the parking lot.
The actual camp. Like, can you bring tents and stuff?
Oh. You know what I mean. Though.
That'd be fun. I'm just
it would be.
Asking.
It would be hilarious. But
like a little ska woods, a wood Scott.
But it's like a shitload of like local bands, shitload of area bands, and I'm like, all right, I'll go see this. Because I want to see Real Big Fish. I haven't seen them in so fucking long. I thought they were broke up, but then it's like they put out a record like last year, which I haven't bought. Because I haven't bought a record of theirs since like Sell Out.
What was that song they had that was real popular? Something about a fish or something? Was that Sell Out? Was that it?
Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks.
It must have been Sell Out.
Yeah. It's like Sell Out with me. Oh, yeah. Record company's going to give me lots of money and everything's going to be.
Do you think I could maybe ask Rich a question?
Oh, go ahead.
Rich, have you ever ghost rode the whip?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you're out of the loop. Sorry.
Porn talk.
Ghost riding the whip.
She wants you to ghost ride her whip.
There you go.
Whip the ghost ride one of
So walk around her. Get on top of shoulders and walk around her.
Whoops.
Anyway.
Covered in dog ear.
Anyhow.
That
That's enough. Anyhow. I got
to
go home.
Nice,
I work
nice to hear from you, Gabber.
I'm so sorry.
No, we can't go.
Thank you for calling, Gabber, Rich.
As always.
No problem. Anytime.
I'll see you tomorrow, sweetie.
Holla back at you, boy. Goodbye.
TTYL.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah, right, you two going back and forth on MySpace.
Oh, MySpace each other.
Aww.
I'll send you an invite. You can send me one.
You guys
actually, it was AIM.
Oh, a little more personal.
I'll do a bulletin with like a profile, and you could do one too and respond. Like friggin' Matt does, like
all
everyone
right,
at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Get
what?
Over it.
No, you do like those fucking
we're all just jealous because, you know, you got rich and we didn't.
It's like I get up in the morning, I check MySpace. Yeah, who's the last person on my bulletin? It's friggin'
well,
because
he's up till 6 in the morning.
But I post like a bulletin a week other than the two aristocrats ones. I do maybe one or two surveys a week.
We just had the... There was
I
whore
the
aristocrats.
You used to do it a lot more.
2 pages of people that will never listen to us.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like Jamone. I'm like,
wait, you
fuck?
Did? You got friends?
I got three pages of friends.
Really?
And they're all black all people right. for some reason. I don't know.
All from Deco.
All from Deco.
Yeah, probably.
I was gonna say that.
They're going to love the show.
They're like, what's up, boo? I'm like, oh.
She's putting
boo.
She wrote Aristocrats Radio on the .com on the dollar bills is being thrown out.
That'd be funny. Christ. That'd be a good way to advertise.
Maybe.
We did have a story there about...
We lost it.
Getting up, I don't know. Whatever.
McGreevy?
I'm not gonna fucking do it. Whatever.
McGreevy?
Let me end it. It's like almost 12:30.
I know. I got to go to fucking White Castle.
Yeah.
I got to go to bed. I'm not going to White Castle. We'll do that
all right, Gabber Rich. We'll talk to you. I don't know. We'll probably talk to you Tuesday. Bye. He hung up anyway.
He's already gone, dude. You missed out.
All right.
Missed out on your loving.
I know he's still listening.
You'll see him tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So?
All right, everybody.
Tomorrow is
Friday.
Hawaiian shirt day.
Hawaiian. Tomorrow's bloated from Wendy's, from White Castle Day.
Videotape your shit
day.
3-camera
fucking
shoot day.
Steve.
That's awesome. He can't be beat. It's great.
Disgusting.
Well, we want to thank, first and foremost, Consumer for having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Want to thank Lauren again for showing up.
Thanks for
having me. 2 days in a row.
Thanks for having me.
A couple more shows, you might be an official aristocrat.
In the promo.
Yeah.
Wait. Harley's been in the show since like day one.
Yeah, but Lauren's had more on Mike time than she's had in the fucking 2 years we've been doing this.
Hey, man, now she's going to pop out of the bedroom.
I know.
What?
It's
over.
Thanks to Gabby Rich and thanks to Hulk Hogan.
That was awesome.
For calling up.
Yeah. Awesome.
If you missed that, you missed it. Sorry.
You'll get it in the archive.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I just
subscribe to the fucking podcast. You'll get it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We will see you Tuesday after the BJ Radio show.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
If we're lucky.
I'm going camping.
Camping on a Tuesday?
July. On a Monday and a Tuesday.
Why? We'll get
I got
to
vacation
it later.
Dangle-dongle, someone's calling you. Good
night. Camping.
All right, good night.
Later.
Bye.
Your phone is ringing. La-di-da-do, da-di-da-do-do. Your phone is ringing. La-di-da-do, da-da-da-do. Dingle-dongle, someone's calling you. Goulet.